what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
It is episode
81,
baby. 81.
Kobe vibes.
Kobe.
This is dedicated to Kobe Bryant and GGY Vic.
Because this is January 26th today, which is also very close to the day that he scored 81 points.
Which is our 81st episode.
Which is our 81st episode.
This is no coincidence.
Yeah.
The numbers, all of that. That's why last week happened.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Is that I don't know if you remember, but somebody in our comments, shout out to whoever you were, was like, you guys should skip 1 week and then record on the to make it the 81st episode so it drops on the 26th.
What?
Somebody said that like 2-3 weeks ago.
So they manifested it?
They manifested it for us.
Our technological.
Yeah. Don't do that again. Whoever the fuck you were. Good job,
way,
but don't do it again.
Was also in reggaeton last week. Like, then it stopped. It was like good. We were on Monday. I think the next day was like, it went out of reggaeton. And so now everything is good.
What do you mean?
Everything's back to
when
normal.
When Mercury's in retrograde, reggaeton. It messes with communication,
word?
Technology, retrograde. I say reggaeton, dog. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Keep up.
Yeah. Maximum.
Yeah. So it messes with your communication, technology, and travel.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that.
And I think somebody even told me that last week, like one of the days was like the saddest day of the year.
Oh, well, there's that.
So I'm like, oh my God. We're doing this shit.
We survived. Hey, we survived, you guys. We made it. I'm a survivor. You know that song?
That's Destiny Child?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was Destiny Child, but I definitely know the song.
Let's go.
It's a great song.
Okay, but it's episode 81. I was showing the guys a video of how Kobe explained that when he did that 81-point game, it just so happened to be on a night that his grandma went to see him for the first time. She was always, like, afraid to see him because, like, just, I guess, the stress and all of the, like, similar to, like, when boxers are fighting and their family doesn't want to be there, mm-hmm. although basketball's not fighting, but look, just watch what Kobe says.
The day that I actually scored 81 was my grandfather's birthday, who had passed away a few years before. And my grandmother, who had never seen me play in the NBA, just because her nerves can't take it, she flew out to California and she came to watch me play for the first time and the only time. And that's just so happened to be the night I scored 81.
Sheesh.
That's dope.
That's dope.
That was me at the Novo. That was my first time my grandma ever came to see me.
Your grandma went to the Novo?
Yeah.
Which one was your grandma?
You guys didn't see her. She left like probably kind of early.
What?
She was there.
Yeah, she was over. She needed a cafecito like near banda.
Yes. 10 p.m. time for a cafecito.
She saw you being super horny.
I know.
You started off the bat horny.
I know.
Damn, that's crazy. She thought you pretty good. She's like, okay, mijo. She's like, el jugo, el juice, cafecito, boys.
No, yeah, she was there. She was there. I didn't get to see her until like the next day. But yeah, she definitely went.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But shout out to Kobe. 81 points. Nobody's still done it. And I'm scared somebody's going to do it soon, and I'm not like.
Yeah, just let it be.
Donovan Mitchell.
He was close.
He got like 71. I'm like, you don't deserve this Kobe record, right? Yeah. Honestly, he does. 71 for the Cavs?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, 71 with no ring.
Yeah,
it's not going to mean anything. Kobe had 3 rings and 81 points. Yeah. Like it means something.
And the scoring is so much higher today. Like
because of three-point.
The three-pointers, just the fast-paced offenses and shit. So, right. Like, somebody is going to hit it, unfortunately. But
yeah, it always seems like every record's been broken or gets broken, especially by, like, this new crop, like LeBron or Curry, are always breaking some kind of record. Like, from way back to, like, they beat a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, LeBron's about to be the...
Yeah, LeBron's about to pass him, and they beef it.
Yeah.
So he's kind of going to be... Yeah, they beef it. They don't get along.
I think Kareem is coming around now. He's starting to say positive things about LeBron in the media.
What was always the negative things about him?
I don't know. I think Kareem is just like a grouch. Like, if you ever
he's
seen...
He's old as shit.
Yeah, he's old, but he's been that way. If you ever seen, like, the Showtime shit with the Lakers, that, like, even when Magic came to the team, he's just like, don't be jumping in my arms every time we win. And then he's just like...
And he used to hate on Shaq, too.
It's probably generational, though, too.
Yeah, grouchy old man. You know?
Grouchy old man.
I can't wait to be a grouchy old man.
Well, fuck LeBron right now. It's Kobe's day, you feel me?
Yeah.
Give me your favorite Kobe time. You guys saw him play way more than I did. Like, you guys... Do you ever meet him, Leti?
I talked to him on the phone. We interviewed him. Sick. Yeah, I talked to him about hip-hop.
That's fine.
About Control, actually. And
Kendrick? That's Kendrick?
Yeah, because on Control... Kendrick says, I'm uncoachable, like Phil Jackson couldn't coach me type of deal. Mm. And then I told Kobe, what do you think of his bars?
Oh, you told him the story before.
Then Kobe like was like, you know what? Like, Phil would probably tell him, like, you got to be more of a team player because he's told me that before or whatever. But he's like, no, I love what Kendrick's doing. It was really cool. Like, what the fuck? I talked to Kobe about Kendrick.
That's
like, fire. That was really cool.
Didn't they have like a panel too?
Yeah, Kobe they did and a complex. I think they did that at Complex on or some kind of complex.
Yeah, that's legendary.
Kendrick interviewed Kobe, so it's like super cool. That's my Kobe story.
That's fine.
Shout out to Kobe.
Shout out to Kobe.
What about you guys?
I never got to meet him, but I did go to his last game. Well, not inside the building. Ghetto. I went to LA Live.
Ghetto.
Yeah. I'm like, I was there, but I didn't have a ticket. I was just like,
you watched it through the big screen?
I was at LA Live because it was like, oh, it's Kobe's last game. Like, we don't have a ticket. It happened to be my mom's birthday.
Wow.
April 13th. Super weird. Look, Kobe's last game was on April 13th, uh-huh. Right?
Your mom's birthday.
My mom's birthday. Uh-huh. The day he passed away, January 26th, is my sister Vanessa's birthday.
What?
His birthday, August 23rd, is my sister Brianna's birthday.
Oh, my God.
And then he was drafted on June 26th, the day before my birthday. It's really weird, huh?
This is very weird.
I know. I know all that. Like, it's very strange.
Creep.
FBI agents. Vic has something to do with it.
Oh, shit.
The Matrix being fucked up. It's Vic.
Vic arrested Andrew Tate. He just flew back in.
Damn, that's crazy.
So then what happened?
It was like a vibe, bro. It was like the whole city was just so lit. The energy there was crazy. Yeah. Every single point he scored, we were outside. You could hear it outside the noise every time. Another bucket. Ah! Like, I was like, oh, shit, this is insane. Like, the amount of energy, that shall never be duplicated ever again.
I think my dude Sci-Fi has the best Kobe story.
What is it?
He showed Kobe Tajin.
Really?
Yeah. So Sci-Fi used to be an usher at Crypto or at Staples.
Oh.
And they used to pass by the players sometimes, and he was eating fruta with tajin on it.
Yeah.
And Kobe asked him, like, hey, what's on that? And then he shared some with Kobe, and Kobe's like, oh, shit. And that trips me the fuck out. Because you got Vanessa at home. Yeah. Low-key Vanessa is fucking Mexican as fuck.
Yeah.
I was watching another video of
Kobe. Yeah, she had a cara de nopal. She's like beaners.
like she's like, the OC. She's probably from Santa Ana.
No, she's from Anaheim.
Oh, she's from Anaheim.
Yeah, fucking that's beaner town.
Do Santa Ana and Anaheim beef it?
I don't know. We're not from the OC. Angie?
I'm asking Angie.
Oh, yeah, they all do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck out of crime.
Angie beefs it with everybody. Angie, you're from Anaheim or Santa Ana?
She's Santa Ana.
How do you feel about Buena Park? Choose your words wisely.
Okay, hold on. Right back to the story, Kobe. All right. So he was also interviewing, it was like one of the late night shows, and he was talking about his daughters and how he tries to tell them, like, hey, when you play, do like this. And they're like, Dad, get out of here. I'm going to listen to Coach. And he's like, I'm fucking Kobe. He's like, or I'll be seeing them play, and I'll be like, mija, mija. He would call his daughters mija, dog.
That's so cool.
And I was like, damn, that's like, and that's not hija. That's me. That's some Mexican shit.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was fucking cool.
That's
cool. Like, imagine Kobe just being like, mija, hey. Like, what?
But I think even they all have, like mm-hmm. I think him embracing the Latino culture,
Italian.
No, I think my favorite thing about that fool is him knowing Spanish.
Yeah,
right.
The fact that he understood his culture, like he
knew a lot of languages.
Well, because he grew up in an army base, right?
Yeah.
Because of his dad was like in the army or something like that.
His dad played ball.
He played ball overseas in Italy. Italy.
Italy, yeah. Osasai in Spanish.
He Italian?
No, Italian.
Well, when you're in Europe, it's like.
Nah, they all got conquered. Fuck it. Italy got conquered too, right? Italy got conquered too.
I don't know, to be honest.
No, Italy's Italy. It used to be the Roman Empire.
But I think, like, imagine, like, this I always noticed. This I always thought about it, right? Okay, so obviously Vanessa's parents are fucking Mexican, you know? So I wonder, like, is that for everyone on a carne asada? And they're like,
definitely, he must have.
And they were like, just bumping some, like to think that maybe, like, this fool was sitting eating like a plato de tacos and Jenny Rivera was playing in the back because one of the tias was bumping, or maybe like when they went to the Grammys or his NBA championship tour, like Vanessa was getting ready while bumping some Ana Gabriel.
Oh, definitely, that's just happened.
You know what I mean?
I think
he would pull up to their family parties.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, like, well,
that's cool as fuck to think.
There was a grupo.
Facts.
He had to, I don't know what type of
Latina she is either.
I think she's Mexican. Can we look up if she's Mexican?
No, I don't know, but like what type of, because there's some Hispanics that don't listen to that shit.
You think he had to deal with like
only mariachi and shit like that?
Damn, like, you know, imagine like Kobe before. For sure does Oye Mi Amor before. Fact. For sure, right?
He heard Ramona Ayala for
Kobe
sure.
Has cried to Amor Eterno. For sure, that shit is sad. But I was watching these photos of Justin when he was dating Selena, Justin Bieber, when he was dating Selena Gomez. Yeah. And he went to some paisa and shit.
Hell yeah.
He has photos of like little Mexican ass kids. It
you know, he
cool.
had a weird encounter
and
with like a
and
tío.
Abuelos.
Yeah. Hey, that creepy tío that yeah. was just like, hey, fool, what do you want with my daughter?
Yeah.
What do you want with
that shit was crazy.
Selena.
She's mine first.
Hey, creepy. Come take this picture real quick. Yeah. Like, he was taking the photos. He had a little kid in his lap.
That's what Justin Bieber said. What? It's Monday. That's crazy. Yeah.
Shout out to Kobe, man.
Shout out to
we
Kobe.
Miss
R.I.P. I guess so sad knowing he's gone. So you know like, sometimes like it hits you like, dang.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Like, I posted a skit that day, and then I heard he passed away, and I just deleted it.
Yeah, I didn't feel right.
And I was like, oh, well, I'm a piece of shit.
No, nothing you're felt not. Right you didn't know. Because yeah. it was in the morning when everything happened.
Yeah, and then the Grammys were that night. It was just like, let's cancel all this shit.
Dog, I always
and they didn't, which was crazy.
Dog, I always get weird and Connor when people pass away.
Yeah.
Like, even with, like, Nip, I was working at Polo Loco. I was like, oh, well, fuck, it got, like, hella dark in the... Because I worked up the street. Can I tell you a story?
I don't know. Yeah, go
ahead. It's not, like, a negative story, but it's... I was like at the I was at the drive thru and it was low key like dead. The day was low key dead. It's not a was it a Sunday? Sunday. Yeah, see, it was on a Sunday. Yeah. The day was kind of dead, and it usually picks up like around 7-8. You know, families don't want to cook, so and then somebody in the drive thru drove up, and I was giving them the order. They were not like ignoring me, but they were like, "What? Nah, that's crazy." Like, and then they like somebody got shot, and then they clicked. They just drove off, and they said bye. And I was like, oh shit, that's crazy, bro. That fool just on the phone with somebody.
Yeah.
And then a senora walked in, and she was like an older black lady. She was like, oh, so sad for our city today.
Yeah.
And we're like, because we can't be on our phone. Some managers were cool.
I feel like you would still be on your phone even though you can't be on
phone. Yeah. I slowly be on my phone, but like it
you
was so dead.
Yeah.
It was so dead that they sent another cashier home. So like I'll be able to do the drive through in the front. Like I'll just bounce around like real quick. Mm-hmm. And then she said it. And then I promise you, we got like about 4 or 5 that night, and we even closed early. But the beautiful thing about it was every car that passed by was bumping Blue Laces.
Mm-hmm.
So shit like that is like even when Kobe passed, we went to Staples Center because we and they were there. The banda was already there and shit like that.
Yeah, I went that day too.
So it was crazy. And during the parade, we like people were using the bathroom and shit. People were like rocking. It was hella peaceful.
Yeah.
So that's dope, man, you know?
Crazy. The Kobe day when around outside Staples.
Yeah.
I remember I got there, and then as soon as I stepped, like, in the L.A. Live area, because you had to walk around to get in.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking crying, and I don't care, like, who's seeing me. It was 2020, so I think we were wearing masks.
Yeah.
Was it 2020 when you passed away?
Yeah, it was right. 2020. Yeah, but it was before the pandemic. It was like a month before.
Oh, okay. I just remember taking one step. And my body feeling like, okay, because I remember his last game, they had set up outside, like, dope, like, inflatables, and, like, this was, like, a Laker appreciation day, Kobe appreciation day, so fan fest kind of vibes. And so it was the same thing, and it was just, like, the wrong reason. It was just so sad, and just started crying. That shit was crazy.
Even
the mariachi was there. What if we were all there?
I was there, yeah.
But,
there.
Like, at the same time.
Around what time were you guys there, huh?
I don't remember.
I was probably there like.
Was it?
And
like,
do you remember when people were playing Kobe?
Yes.
In the trash can?
I was.
Or whatever it was. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I was right there.
Kobe.
That was crazy. All the kids. But the fact that, like, bro, that shit was. I mean, it's obviously it's sad that somebody passed away, but it is a dope feeling seeing the city come together.
Yeah.
Even Cook, he was playing for the Lakers, was literally right there with all the fans, like, crying.
Damn.
He was just sitting there. Nobody knew what he looked like because he's Quinn Cook, but, like... just imagine, like, he's just, like, a guy there, like, with the rest of the fans. Like, he felt exactly how we felt, you know?
But the Nip one, I was, like, right there. Like, I seen the, kind of, like, the whole, like, the back and forth and shit because how far fucking... Vernon and Slauson aren't too far from each other. But that's even where I gave, Lauren, I gave her some Polo Loco before. Kids meal.
So cute.
I know, but
we're bouncing everywhere because we're going from Kobe again.
I know.
No, but I'm saying you can see how much the city cares about important people.
Oh yeah.
And I just happened to be like in like
on both places.
On both places, I was like, holy shit.
I think because those two are like two passings that we'll never get over.
No.
As Angelinos,
and they happen
as,
so soon
next to each other.
Legends live forever, brothers.
Yeah.
Legends live forever.
That's right.
Question to the 1 of 6 Clipper fans from Los Angeles. What does this day mean to you? The 81st game?
No, I was a huge fan of Kobe.
Or for us, 81st game and then Kobe.
I actually like Kobe.
I really like Kobe.
Yeah, no, I did.
You don't like every other Laker?
Yeah.
No, like, obviously, like, when they played each other, I didn't root for him. Mm-hmm. But, like, I appreciated everything he did for, like, basketball. Because I'm a huge basketball fan.
Nice.
For L.A.
Good answer.
I mean, for Emmy,
choose your fucking words wisely.
I don't know. He was quiet this whole time.
I tell her mama mentality. I was like, you gotta have mama mentality.
That's good.
You know, and I use that as a
reference. Transcends basketball, honestly, at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, Griffin mentality doesn't fit the same.
Or like
Chris Paul mentality.
Kawhi mentality. you gotta sit out every other game.
Paul George mentality.
Palmdale mentality.
Rancho Cucamonga Cougars mentality.
Paul George peripheral or some shit. Like,
having a tiny forehead. It's Paul George mentality.
Terminator.
I like how we turned it into Clippers.
I know.
Kobe would want this.
Man,
Kobe
almost went to the Clippers, right?
Nah, that was Cap. He was trying to get leverage.
Leverage.
Did he almost? Like, there was like talk?
Yeah. Wasn't it on the trade rumor talk?
There was
he met up with them.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had a meeting with them. But then he met Donald Sterling's racist ass.
I ain't cheating. I'm meeting.
Yeah, I ain't cheated. Fool, imagine that fool was a Clipper. I think... Oh, Kobe. The job kicked the homie. He became a Clipper.
Nah, he would have never became
a Clipper. He would have never done that.
No.
His lawyers, even though he was like a real, like, serious, like, mean, very dope basketball player, he was always very loyal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was too, like, big of a fan. Like, he probably would have only played for certain teams that had good organizations.
Right.
Like, he probably would have played for the Bulls.
That wasn't us. No, it didn't at the time.
No.
Now we're good.
Now you're good?
They're good and they're still underachieving. It's crazy.
Damn, that's so great. Crazy. Yeah.
Like, when your kid is a Clipper fan.
The measure of good, it hasn't happened.
I know. I honestly feel bad for the Clippers because they have, like, everybody says, like, the deepest team and, like, the best roster of players, and then they're still underachieving. They have two superstars.
They spend on the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah,
says the people with LeBron and AD.
I just got an email that if I wanted season tickets to the new Intuit Dome for 2024.
What'd you say? Email.
I mean, I ignored it, obviously, but, like, I mean, no, like, that's a lot of money that they're putting
into the team. I know you got a Clipper jersey in your closet.
No, I don't.
I don't believe you.
I would have, like, a Darius Miles or, like, a Quinn Richardson one, though.
All right, I'm gonna head out.
Those are fire. I love the knuckleheads podcast.
I don't know, it's getting too deep.
One thing I would never wear is a Boston? A Boston Celtics jersey or hat.
Yeah, same.
A New York Yankees hat.
I do it all the time.
No.
Sorry, not jersey.
Detroit Tigers.
I would never wear a jersey. I would never wear a Eagles jersey or a Cowboys one. And I would never wear a San Francisco Giants jersey or hat. That's one thing I am never doing.
Yeah.
Loyal to a soil to Dodgers.
Yeah, same.
And the two worst things ever is Angels and Clippers.
It's a lie. Angels for sure.
Okay, so with this weekend's game coming up, who are you going for? Because literally the only California team left is the Niners, and they're going to play the Eagles.
Eagles are the New York Giants. They're divisional rivals, like, every year, you know?
Yeah.
So, fuck the Eagles. So I want the Niners to win. I'm going for that. I want Niners. I like Joe Burrow, though. I like, because all those teams, I don't give a fuck about any of them. Yeah. So I could choose wisely.
Yeah.
I want the Bengals to win because he's nice. He's swaggy. Joe Seisty, you feel me?
Yeah.
He gets old. He smokes big cigarettes. He's just swaggy. He's fun to watch play.
Yeah, I fuck with Joe Burrow.
And honestly, I know everybody's like big on Patrick Mahomes, but I'm kind of over that fool.
He's too good, huh?
Like you're ugly. Like.
He's ugly?
The homie just annoys me.
He has kind of a weird face.
He's too nice. Like, Joe Seisty's player. He's swaggy. But Purdy, but I fuck with the Purdy shit. Like, the Purdy movement with San Francisco 49ers, I'm cool with that. And then the Eagles, like, Hurts is good, but fuck the Eagles. So.
Are the Bills still in it?
Nah, Bills got the ass whooped. Bye.
Hey, Josh, that means your conspiracy theory is not real.
Yep.
Can we talk about Josh's conspiracy
theory? When they fail?
Yeah. Okay, Josh, can you come in here real quick? Oh, he's not in here. Shit. Oh, how convenient.
What was his theory?
Okay, his theory was that
The threes represented something in the...
Like Illuminati, that it was a 33 ritual because number 33 didn't kneel down for...
The flag?
No.
Hamlin.
For Hamlin, while Hamlin wasn't... Because the Bills had a game and Hamlin wasn't playing. And so number 33 on the Bills didn't kneel. And something happened on the third or the 33. And he's like, they're doing the 33 ritual right in front of us. Ritual. And then we're like, who is they? And then he's like,
Tell you to stop smoking blue ski.
And I was like, well, what does this ritual do? And he's like, watch, the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl now. Mark my words.
So. Nah, they got their ass whooped too. It wasn't even, honestly, it wasn't even a light.
It was kind of embarrassing because, like, okay, they went through all that. We all believed in them. Everybody was like behind the Bills. Like, yeah, well, you know, they had their player injured. And, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, we all, you know, we saw the Hamlin story. Everybody was like, yeah, go number three. You know, obviously he's doing better now. And we're all thankful for that, you know, because it could have been a much worse situation.
Right.
So I feel like all of America was like, yeah, let's go Bills. You know, like, do it for Hamlin.
Yeah.
And then they just fucking crapped the bed. Like,
Joe Shiesty. They replayed.
Yeah, they played the same exact game.
Yeah, they played the same game as and the same. And somebody
there
said
was no
that,
energy.
Somebody said that Diggs was still standing there.
Three years later,
Diggs is still standing. So watching everybody else win.
So Diggs, I think it was two seasons ago.
When they lost against the Chiefs.
They lost against the Chiefs in the AFC championship game. He thought he was going to the Super Bowl. And then so he was like, you know what? We're gonna be here next year. He was the only player on the field. He watched the Bengals celebrate
the whole thing.
Oh, the Chiefs, yeah. He watched them celebrate the whole thing. He's just like there's a picture. He's just watching the whole team.
And then somebody tweeted today. 3 years later, he's still standing there.
He's still standing there.
I'm like, bro, the end is undefeated. I want San Francisco to win, Chiefs, Bengals, and then so I won San Francisco and Bengals in the Super Bowl.
You're going for a San Francisco team? That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers, we don't really see them often, and I don't give a fuck about them.
That's where you draw the line?
The 49ers, yeah.
That's where you draw the line? You're not
okay, oh, well, because he's a fucking Raiders fan.
Yeah. Raiders?
I'm only a Raiders fan, Brownback part. The rest of me is fucking...
Just wait till they start winning.
It's
crazy. Bro, no,
just wait till 2044. Yeah. No, wait till they start winning.
Because I grew up a New York Giants fan.
Yeah.
So, gosh.
But they lost.
But
hey, Josh, what happened to your 33 theory of the Bills going to the Super Bowl?
The 33 ritual.
Yeah, that shit's out the window. but that doesn't mean that they didn't run a fucking ritual for the game.
But it just probably didn't get received. No, like, all the work they did for their 33 ritual.
Josh, stop smoking blue skis.
Yeah. Or blue skies.
Yeah. Shut up.
All right, Josh. So it was because it was number three that something happened to Hamlin. And then number 33 on the team didn't kneel, right?
Yeah, so basically, in another sense, they're like, okay, all the players are kneeling, but number 33, like, oh, they're trying to send a message. And then the ESPN, like, for their mics, they changed. Like,
oh, the E looked like a three.
Yeah, they did that.
It was, like, inverted.
And then all the players.
It's not like they couldn't have gotten the mics, like, upside down. It was that they wanted it to look like a three.
There was another college player. Like, there's been these players collapsing and shit. Mm. And he was a basketball player, and he was also number three.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of scary, but...
But that was for the Bills.
Did you see that they all got... All the Bills...
General, yeah, like the three happening. Stuff is happening.
All the Bills got a number three pendant, like a chain. Before the game,
like a real chain,
yeah.
But it's like, bro, three pendants, you guys didn't even make it to the Super Bowl now, like.
Yeah. All that. Well, according to you, that ritual was gonna get him there.
I just said I wouldn't be surprised, but that doesn't mean that they didn't run the ritual for that game.
Yeah, for you still gotta be a good football team.
Yeah.
And the Bengals whooped your ass.
Yeah.
But shout out football. It's been a good year. It's been a lot of good football.
Are we gonna watch the Super Bowl together?
When is it? Is it February, February the 3rd? It's usually like around the 3rd, 4th.
Can someone Google's? Why? You're saying.
No, it'll probably be the week after that. The 12th, yeah.
The 12th? Oh.
It's usually the first few days, I feel. No. Maybe in the teens.
Yeah.
I might be in Miami.
Early Feb.
Getting my teeth done. Veneer, boys.
Sheesh.
Is it going to be free?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, when if it's over, I come back with veneers.
Talk to us. What's gonna happen?
I'm letting the beer grow.
That's crazy. Hold on. This is a lot. Because I need photos of your teeth because I love your little gap. I love your little.
Tell. You know what I mean?
Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Nah, it's because look, I don't like. So I'm going with like T-Roy. T-Roy got fucked up teeth.
So it's a 2-for-1 deal? What's up?
I don't know. I don't know exactly. You know, AD knows fucking a million people. Yeah. So that's like, we gonna do this, right? But I'm like, the one that I really need is like Tyrell. His shit fucked up. Like Tyrell loves it. She's just grabbing me. The homie's teeth fell out while biting an apple. Way, no mama's way.
I don't say nothing bad about Tyrell ever.
Get it together, you old man. I tell him, like, fool, your fucking teeth falling off and shit. Fool's teeth be hurting when he bites Twinkies, way.
Oh my God.
But then, we met the lady and she was like, yeah, you know, get your teeth. And I was like, ooh, I'm veneers? I come back, it's over.
Oh, this little smile. Does it look like
Chip Skylark?
Chip Skylark, like Peasy. The homie Peasy got veneers is crazy. The homie always smiling, even when he's crying and shit. And then you guys look, I'm letting the beard grow and pause it over with. Hey, you see me on Saturday?
Yeah.
He showed the beard to the bitches. Like, yeah, look at the beard. It's coming in. There's only 2 weeks. If I already ordered the roller, it's coming in. It's about to be over with.
I love that.
Yeah, the beard has changed. No cap.
What's the goal? Like,
I started looking into houses after the beard started growing in.
Like Vic's beard?
You know what? Yeah.
Your hair's straight? Yeah, your hair's straight. Yours is going to grow like mine because I don't have like a curly. Some people have like curly hair on their beard.
But then my mom was like, I was telling my mom, she's like, what happened to you? My mom was like, what do you have in your face? And I was like, oh, the beard. She's like, that's what looks different. And I was like, yeah. But then she followed up with like trying to put me down. Like, yeah, your dad didn't have one. And I was like, but did your dad have one? She was like, yes, very hairy. And I was like,
oh, okay.
She's trying to
whether it will grow in.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, because my dad was bald as shit. But then I'm like, I don't want to look like Cali. Like with a beard, but no hair on top. It should look crazy.
Your hair comes from your mom's dad's side.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Your hair comes from your
mom's dad. So your grandpa.
Ooh,
your maternal grandpa.
And then it's crazy because I'm losing full barbon boys.
Okay.
You feel me? Buchon boys.
Buchon.
Big the light skin buchon. He's just not fat. But if he was fat with that beard, so many more holes. Right, Vic? So.
Yeah, I have to choose a side.
You gotta choose
like
one.
Super fat or like.
Okay, chill the fuck out.
What? All right, Vic.
What?
When did you know like you were gonna have a good beard? Like beard is important, right? Some guys can't grow it. Some guys can.
That's not true, Josh. He can't grow it. That's why.
I think I let it like grow. Like I got to that like because you have to go through a
like
you have to
looks?
Go through no offense you have to go through like an ugly stage with your beard. Like you have to
patch
just be
boys.
Like, yeah, you have to just be like fuck it. I'm gonna just look kind of crazy for like a little while. So I think when I was like 22, I was like I just wanna like let it grow.
Josh,
numerology.
Yeah.
22.
I was like, fuck it. As crazy as it looks, like, I'm just look crazy. I'm not going to line it up or nothing. I'm just going to let it grow. And then it grew in. It grew in. You know, it took some time and shit. And it was, like, patchy and shit. Still not, like, even where I wanted to be all the way. But I don't actually think I'm going to get hair all the way up here because my dad doesn't even have a beard.
Yeah.
He just has a super strong goatee, which I got.
But does your mom's dad have a beard? Can he have one if he has one?
No, I think he...
Well, if he has one, he can have one.
Can he have one if he wanted to, my father?
He's no longer with us, Duno, so...
Well, fuck
I'm
you, asshole.
I'm just kidding.
My grandpa either.
I know, I'm just kidding. Nah. No, but I don't think he had a beard. I don't know. I always see him. He always shaved. Like, I don't know. That was probably just his swag. You know, he just...
Yeah, okay. Clean face, like, on TikTok...
Where are
like,
you at in your journey?
Honestly, my journey's only been a month, and it's
give
crazy.
Give it, like...
It's crazy for a month, right?
Give it like, another month or two. Give it like another month or two, no cap.
Yeah, give it like a month. But look,
you need to do a my beard journey.
But look, yeah. I told my mom, I was like, Mom, what do you think? And she's like, and then she followed up with my dad that didn't have one. She's like, but your grandpa had one. And I was like, I seen my fucking my dad's dad. Like my mom has a picture of my dad's dad, and that fool would look like a fucking possum way. Like a fool, no hair. But then my mom's dad had like a fucking. A fucking brocha and then this one and then he was hella white with color. My grandpa could be Vic's dad. Like literally colored eyes, white, you know? Oh. Damn, we're supposed to hide the pin from where Vic. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, so we're like.
Look at mine.
You like this one?
Oh, so no one told me.
No, he barely bought it for me today.
Who bought what? You guys?
No, not bought him. They sent it to the thing.
They sent it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Shout out. Sorry, guys. I opened this while we were talking. It's Spice Up Brims. They sent us to
it's
our.
Spice Up Brims.
That's what it said.
Yeah. Oh shit. Okay. Yeah.
They sent it to our PO box.
Yeah.
And they're cool little. I like the Vidhan one. Little things for your hats. Cool.
So yeah, I'm excited for the. But you know what? You know what's helping me with the beard?
What?
That I'm starting to like focus on other shit. Like it's like it's okay if I look a little rough.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's a little patchy, hair's coming in, but also it's hiding the jawline that I don't have.
Mm.
So I could be like, just went under, baby girl. Just let it, just give it a progress. But then recently, you know what I mean? She was like, some girl was like this. And I was like, I feel it, Vic.
You feel me? You feel me? You feel me? Run your fingers through my hair, baby girl.
Oh, my God.
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
Okay.
Can Jorge grow a beard?
I don't know.
He has, a strong goatee. Right?
That's why the super, super strong goatee.
I don't know what that means.
Goatee's this.
Like
this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does your dad have a beard?
No.
He shaves or he can't grow one?
I don't know.
You know,
yeah, damn. Why is I don't know why I'm drawing a blank.
You know what's the funniest shit about male facial hair? Is it like when cholos just used to have this, just only the flavor saver? That's what they call it.
Flavor saver.
I feel like your body flavor tells saver. You whatever shape it's gonna have. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the fact that right here grows more for you, like the undercut, even how Jorge's is. Yeah. Like I don't think he chose that shape. I think it's like whatever your body tells you got. That's kind of what the barber's gotta go with.
So like when Poi cuts my hair, he knows to never touch this. Yeah. Just trim it a little bit and like touch under your clean lip. The sides. No, like clean the sides. Yeah. But even like example like. Fucking, like my dad, as a smoker much of his, he's done lost everything. The one thing my dad didn't lose is his fucking hair. Like his, my dad has like his hair is strong, like a man's head, dog. Like he has hella big hair. Like my dad could slick back his hair. You know what I mean? But then my grandpa lost his hair way, so I feel like I'm gonna go bald way. So I'm like, I have to get a hair transplant. It's over with, pops.
You got it.
But you know what I mean. So it's shit like that. But I'm really excited for my hair. Why do you guys get fucking awkward when I say my dad? Fucking smile, fool.
No,
Maximo does weird things like a like if you're sad, don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay.
We're trying to
meth hair. It's
yeah. I'm not saying do shit like that, dog.
I have a confession, Mike.
What's you up? Did meth for your hair to be strong?
No, okay. I found one gray hair.
Oh, did you pull it?
No.
How do you guys?
I'm capping. I found two.
Yeah.
No, in my head. Like,
well, you're
up here.
30. You should have found a lot.
Nah, it's
that's
like.
That's good.
Did you call like your
you
parents?
No, I'm just like.
Fine, but it's a good thing.
Ah, but I'm not ready
there's
for all that.
One, there's so many people that didn't get to have gray hair. Shout out to everyone we lost too soon.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow.
It's not even too gray.
That's fucking sad.
Yeah,
that's I feel that. That was bar.
That's a bar. It's not even as much of a gray. It's more of like a white. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because when I was younger, like my hair was blonde. Yeah. So it was like, I'm like, damn, like, it's going to be easy for my hair to turn from, like, blonde to white. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of, like, I don't like it.
What is, like, what is Silver Fox girls like, guys that have, like,
yeah, but I'm not at that stage of my life
you
yet.
You are.
And you know what I was thinking, too? Like, I was fine with being 30. But in 5 months, I'll be 31?
Wow.
That's not even fair. Like... 31?
Welcome to my life.
I'm like, okay, 30 was all right. You were right.
30's fine.
31? Like, what the fuck is that kind of age? Like,
31.
What kind of shit?
You know what I'm saying? I accepted 31. Being 30 and I'm about to be 31. That's
so get more gray hairs.
Yeah. You how's your gym journey going?
I haven't gone.
You're the shit. For like 2 days? Posted it?
Yeah. Honestly, I just want to bring back when these fools talk shit about girls in their gym journey.
I didn't want to post it.
You did post it.
No, though. I didn't want to. It was like an exchange promo. Yeah. And then my trainer's kind of weird, man. Yeah. Shout out to him. He's just kind of strange. He's just kind of strange. Like
I don't think I've ever had an unweird trainer.
They're all kind of...
Yeah, I think they got to be to like be there.
Okay, so
we're
at the gym, right? And we're like at a public gym. First of all, he told me that we're going to be at a private gym, Cap. And then we get to the public gym. And then he's like...
You get to Planet Fitness and what happens?
No.
Shout out Planet Fitness, by the way.
So he's like, yo, like, we're just chopping it up or whatever. And then he's just like, super loud, public gym. He's just like, man, Kanye was right.
Oh.
And I'm just like, what? He's like, I'm like, about what? He's like, about everything. And I'm just like,
oh shit.
God. Mind you, we're in a super public place. Hella old people around for some reason. And I'm just like, oh my God. And then he just other shit. He's like, it was fake. Just saying it's super loud. And I'm like, wait, I should
was
probably
Josh
bleep that
trainer?
Because if I say that, he probably knows Josh. They probably go to the same meetings. But like, he's just saying some like outrageous shit
wait, so
in public. Huh?
No, but the way he started explaining, that seems like
and then he was
it.
Just like, there was like this old lady wearing a mask and he's like, idiot. And then I'm with
see,
him.
Josh,
you
see?
Feel me? Like, I'm
no,
just
no,
like,
no. Josh admitted that he got COVID. I don't think Josh got COVID.
I got COVID once and beat it in like a day.
Oh. I love Josh.
Pussy, y'all.
Yeah, just shit like that. And I'm just like,
no,
yo,
Josh
this
has shit to say about the vaccine, not about COVID.
Let's save that for a day.
Yeah.
Our algorithm's going to go to shit.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like he grabbed your hip or something.
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
See, but that's what he gets because I told him plenty of times, go with me in the morning, fool. There's bad bitches there.
Yeah.
You're a good looking guy.
I'm down to go with you.
I'm
with honestly, the homies. It was a little too far. Santa Monica's a little out the way from me.
Where do you go? Oh, never mind.
I go like 10 minutes from her house.
Yeah.
And I pay $10 a month. And there's everything. And you're, and you'll be with me and the other
signing up tomorrow.
And you'll be with me and the other homie.
And you guys won't say weird shit out loud, right?
No, we put our music on and hype each other up. And oh, she had a fat ass. Oh, damn, that was lifting crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know where it's.
I'm 100% no cap. I'm down. I'm down to go tomorrow.
And we kick it, fool. It's like, it's me and the boy. We really work out every day.
That was like, the thing. I didn't like kicking it with that fool. Like, you know, because you have to spend like 2 hours.
Like,
with
like,
this,
me, I'd be like, the homie would be like, nah, if I think you could do it, I think you got it, fool. And we'll be in the sauna, chismeando.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just can't wait for Vic to do the photo in the mirror.
Like my photo, you be seeing my photo. This
I'm too insecure.
But I love I just need to rewind to the episode where we're talking shit about girls in their gym journey.
Oh,
here we are with the beard journey and the gym journey.
Now we're being
we're being the girls.
No, I'm very dedicated to both. That's it.
yeah.
Like today, I went to the gym. Like I swear to God, like even and well, you know what helps the crew out the best? The fucking gym. Yeah. Letty FaceTime me like at 9 a.m. on Sunday. She's like, dude, you're ridiculous. I'm like, I know, if I feel like shit, but I'm right here at the bike.
Yeah.
And they have the little movie theater shit where you could just watch movies. So honestly, I fell in love. I can't. Like, I was telling Josh the other day, I was like, fool, I'm in love with the gym. Like,
I did enjoy it while I was there. It was just like certain elements that I was just like, oh, this is crazy, you know? But I actually liked the sauna. I liked the whole shit. I was like, oh. If I didn't have like a lot of shit to do, I would spend like 3 hours here.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm all for it. I'm like cool, and I only eat like 2 meals a day now, so I'm like fucking. Yeah. I'm with it this year. Barba, with no panza.
I like it. I like your photos, your progress pics.
And bro, no cap. When you start posting the gym flicks. The gym bitches come in, no cap. It's over with.
For me, everybody was laughing at me because they're like, ah, you should have finally went. I'm just like, damn. I'm like, it was too much of a positive reaction for me going to the gym.
Yeah, like, I'm doing my like, I'm on my little exercise journey too.
Yeah,
but I'm on purpose not posting it I don't want to be loud about it.
Why?
It'll be loud when like my body's popping.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. But also, I think girls would ask you for advice.
I don't have advice.
No, I know. Hey,
I've just been here three days.
People DM me like, what do you do, bro? Yeah. How'd you lose this? I'm like, honestly, I just followed my homie. And that's not even a gym person. Yeah. honestly, if we're being honest, eat fucking good and stop drinking soda and chips.
Yeah.
And that's hard for us. Huh?
That's what Swift,
Latinos are like, fuck.
That's what Swift tells me, like, because, you know, he lost like 200 pounds.
That fool lost.
Yeah.
And
he's like.
But he went vegan too. That's
hard. He does. So he's like, fool, it's easy. You just cut out all meat. Just work out every day. Stop doing drugs. All the stuff. I'm just like, that worked for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do drugs. But like all the other shit, I'm just like, I don't think I need to lose that much weight, my boy. Like,
But honestly, like to me, like the motivate, like fool, it's cool. Dick, like I didn't. To me, it was always corny. Like, gym fools, you think are better than everybody else.
Yeah.
But I like the lifting shit. I like the fucking, the cardio. And people do be like, there's a lot of Brownback fans there too. And Brownback baddies. So.
Shout out to all of them.
Shout out to all of them.
Bean and cheese burrito.
It's all she eats. Yeah.
Cool.
This is great.
Damn, Big. You're already with someone else?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm
super single.
How single is super single?
Like my homegirl just put it, I don't even care who watches my stories right now.
Damn.
Oh, Vic. Huh? Damn, for you.
Sounds like Betty, send Vic some love.
Yeah.
I can't. If I don't know if I like it. Honestly, you were outside more when you were in a relationship. Now you're like.
It was summertime. It was also the time
of year.
It was also the time of year.
But I was like, just outside this weekend.
Yeah, fool, but you like came with your little brother.
Yeah.
Like I wanted you to like bust an all-nighter with us because it was horny at the office.
Oh, really?
And I was like, Vic would have fucking cracked something.
See, but like hanging out with you guys, I'm just like.
Oh, shut the fuck
wait,
up.
Wait, no, wait, let me finish. I'm just like, I feel like I have to like, you have be to tell
chaperone?
Me. No, not chaperone. No, you guys are cool. I'm just saying like, you have to tell me like, yo, this girl's this age, this girl's this age. Because like, you fools are 22. You guys won't mind cracking a 19-year-old. I do. Like, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to be like.
Yeah, a little more cautious.
Like she's 24. All right, you know, we could maybe rock, you know, like 25. Like,
so how's your guys' horneado hour? This feels like very horneado hour.
No, we haven't said it. What's crazy is that people didn't know that, like some girl DM'd me that she wants to lick my ear, like, every day. Because I talk to somebody in my ear lick. And I was like, chill, it's not, like, that crazy, but I do like this shit, you know?
Okay, so Vic and Juno are doing horneado hour. But it was only 45 minutes, I heard.
Yeah, okay, yeah, facts.
That's
yeah.
funny. That's funny. Horneado Hour, it dropped audio only and is now going to be audio and video because I think...
I don't know.
It should be audio only. I think the intention was for
it. Yeah, yeah. It may. I think when we have more space and like no more time, I think
we'll figure it out.
By the way, you guys, this is our last episode.
Oh my God, I didn't think about that.
Damn, who's gonna move all this?
This
shit?
Is our last.
Now you get finessed.
Oh, when I have my son this weekend,
can't do it. Not having to move anything.
Last week when you left, they were like, "Yeah." Vic was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna just shut the fuck up because I get finessed a lot."
Yeah. When buying shit or it's fine. But this is our last episode in the studio since you've seen Brown Bag. We've been operating from this. We had a chance to renew the lease and we don't want to. We need a bigger space so we can just expand out, have more people on with us. It's going to be really good, but this studio has seen some shit.
Yeah, facts. And also, damn, what the fuck? It's I'm adding letters to words today. But also, it's going to be dope because we have like, we could do like little challenges more now where we could do like even like vlog more.
I
want
to have
like
more of a, because when I create, when I had this office, it was meant for it to be half office, half studio, but now I want a space where the intention is like a hub for Brown Bag to be creating. You know?
So
like
gonna
a
be,
set.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be dope, especially since we're gonna, and we have like more space like where we're gonna be at, like parking. So it's gonna be dope. We have a lot of ideas where you guys are gonna be seeing not just weekly shit like Horneado Hour, we could do that, and we could do fucking
Have Horneado Hour. I already have
and
the
then,
thing that I'm coming
yeah
with.
And then you could do like Letty could show you guys how to do makeup fucking I don't know whatever the fuck
we're doing makeup tutorials with my feet.
You paid the whole rent.
we're gonna
be able to do shit where like if we want to do like a little basketball, I don't know, whatever the fuck we could think of in the amount of space we're gonna have, we're gonna be able to do that. So that's a
vibe. So if you're a moving company that wants to help us move,
if you're a brown moving company,
we'll shout you out.
Hell yeah. Just give us a discount.
Yeah.
Damn, we did have a lot of good memories here.
What's your favorite memory in this office?
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
One that would have been my favorite movie was one time I almost cracked the bitch here, Letty.
What?
Because not a crack, like, you know what I mean?
Because
look, that week you were like, I don't give a fuck, just you guys can come here if you guys want.
You guys can. Vic, whenever you need it, you whenever you need
facts.
It.
Yeah, facts. So I was like.
But not like that whenever you need it.
No, I'm shit. Hey. Circumstances, you know what I'm hearing. But I was like around here and I was like.
Horny?
And I was like, and I didn't have my office at the moment. Mm. And I was like trying to flex and you know, she couldn't do what I do. I was like, oh yeah. And I was like.
You fuck someone in
No,
your
I didn't. I didn't. I'm my mama.
So
I didn't.
Then what'd you do instead?
Okay, no, listen, I'm trying to tell you. So I was like. Damn, I could look at crack at the office. And I drove around, I gave like circles.
Did you think of me when you were doing
No, it? I thought of like, I thought of like.
Oh, sit in the Letty chair.
Oh. Yo. Sit there and turn on the mics.
Let me play with your hair.
Rock my mic.
Tap my knee a couple times. No, but it was more like, so I was like around and I was like, damn, fuck it, should I crack it? And then, but at the moment we didn't have this.
Oh, okay.
We had the chairs. So I would have to done it would have to been the floor.
She would have been facing right here.
Yeah, like it would have been crazy.
Crazy fucking dog.
But then in my head, too, I was like, I don't think Angie would like it. Like, I don't know. I would kind of have to break it. Like, one, I would keep it to myself. I'd probably tell the homies, like,
No, you would have. You're saying it now.
I know, but I'm saying it, like, because it was like,
Duno tells all of you but me that he cracked the girl in here.
No, I didn't.
No. Hypothetically. Everyone's keeping that from me? Everybody?
No.
Josh, you're not telling me?
Telling you what?
Duno told you guys that he fucked the girl in here.
I've never heard of that.
No, but if he told you.
Like hypothetically speaking.
I don't know, guys.
No, but even in my head, I was like, nah, this is kind of like, you know, it's this is an intimate space.
I literally don't trust any of you to tell me.
I'll tell you.
Except for Josh.
I think, Angie, no, I don't think Angie would tell you.
I think Jose will tell you.
No, Jose. She has the ring?
Camera. No, we didn't have it at the time.
That wasn't there.
So the
only person I would expect to tell me is Josh.
Yeah, nah, so
Angie would not be here. Well.
Nah, so my ex, she was like, She's like, oh, yes. The building. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got an office here. I swear to God, I was stupid flexing. And it was like during, like, when we were, like, going crazy. Like, we're going crazy right now. But we're like episode 30, 40. Like, we're going stupid, fool, you know, viral.
You want to see, like, where the magic happens?
And so you didn't end up coming up?
How'd you pitch it?
What happened?
You didn't end up coming up?
I cracked it out of dope view, like, in the parking lot around here.
Oh, nice.
But like, because even, like, when girls come to my office, even, like, we're all just kicking it, they're, like, surprised about shit. Yeah, I've cracked it there.
Oh.
But they're, like, surprised, like, oh, shit, like, damn, cameras, fucking podcast set up. Oh, shit, your plaque. Like, I have my YouTube shit there. And it's like, yeah, you know, some light work.
Vic?
What?
Do you have anything to confess about the office?
No, you guys saw every girl I brought up here. It was, you know, under supervision for sure. But
do you have a favorite moment?
A favorite moment. I can tell you my least favorite moment.
Which
was about 3 weeks ago.
What happened 3 weeks ago?
No. But yeah, that's all that comes to mind.
Which one?
Not me.
Yeah. It was just receiving a message.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. Nah, that was cool.
But
yeah, speech ran out.
One of my favorite times was when we were on your head, yeah. and Chicken Nugget was here, and you were like rolling with the punches, but you knew you were gonna hear it after.
Oh, I did.
That hear was it one after. Of my because yeah. me and Letty were like, hey, look, but we're going crazy. We'll pop, yeah. pop, pop, pop.
That was a crazy argument.
The jokes were like this. And then Jose, boom, come back here, and then it was going here, and then she was
and
like,
she was like in the cut.
She could only like stare directly, like she's like where Encrypt is right now. Like it was just like directly to my eyes. I was just like,
shout out Chicken, shout out that Chicken Nugget. She's the one that came up here the most.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
She still comes up here. Maximo, do you have a favorite moment in the office?
Damn,
last week. No,
we weren't here last week. What do you mean?
Technical difficulties.
Damn, I feel like there's too many, honestly.
One of my favorite ones is for Charlotte when we met for Charlotte.
Yeah, when you drink, I think always a good time.
Yeah.
And like, where we're going to be at, we have a bar.
I gave drinking this year for like only special occasion.
Oh, well, fuck.
Maybe our first time in the, not like in the, and then, new and then, Wapis. And then yeah. I think our pilot episode was really special to me.
Yeah,
on the other side.
And very cramped, but it was
super
fucking
cramped. Because it was like, it was super fucking like, let's make this shit work. And then it was just beautiful. It was all three.
Very freestyle.
Yeah.
And I talk shit about J. Cole.
Yeah, there you go. That's a J. Cole episode.
Yeah.
That's never. Josh, do you still have that by any chance?
No.
She made him delete the file.
Yeah. Threw away the whole fucking
hard drive.
The whole hard drive into the lake, the LA River.
It's in MacArthur really Park.
Nice. Yeah, that was dope. So, yeah, it's a lot of good memories. Yeah.
We had birthdays in here.
Yeah.
It was really fucking cool.
What's your, like, funniest moment? We had, like, some dope moment, but what's, like, the one where you're like, damn, that shit was comedy?
I don't know. I just feel like we make this shit our own.
Oh, when we leave, we should, like, take, like a video. Like, like Fresh Prince?
Yeah,
just standing here, like, and then all the lights turn off.
I'm down for that.
That'd and turn off the lights?
Yeah.
We need to do that for the documentary, too.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because it's cool, because it's like, if you really think about it, like, it's progress. Like, we're moving on up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the next place can be bigger, more access, like, just, you know, a lot more space.
So, and definitely after this episode, more guests. Like, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's
different angles, no more crotch
more
shots.
More guests, more content.
Different
better angles, Papa John's.
Papa John's. and we're looking more in tune to the community.
Yes.
Like, it's not too far from where we could go to, like.
Oh, we got another officer?
I hope
so. Are we going to the office?
Yeah.
I'm down. Because you said you were going to hit them up, and then you never.
No. I hit them up. It says a little time.
Uh-huh.
But while we're there, and if we find something else.
Got you.
We're going to be kicking it.
In the neighborhood.
And we're going to be with our people.
Okay, before we lose track, we have a special guest we want to bring on for our Brown Pride segment. And let me just talk her up real quick, okay? First of all, somebody I've been watching on social media for a while, and it surprises me that me and Maximo, this is the thing about Maximo, se queda callado. And I'm like, hey, Maximo, there's this girl on Instagram. She's a photographer, a videographer. She's killing it. I really like her look. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I know her. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, he knows her, has traveled with her, all that shit. Probably went to Puerto Rico with her.
Argentina. We went to Argentina. See?
That's hard. Wow.
Maximo knows everybody, which is kind of weird.
But he's like a great little bridge to everything. He's like one of the LA bridges, just fucking.
Like behind the scenes, like when people ask him, like, facts.
Maximo will get it done. So I'm like, she has this photo series that I really liked. And he's like, say less, like, let me go talk to her and then have her come through. So give it up for Encrypt Los Angeles. Hey! The homegirl. Hey!
Hey, you copied my shirt.
You copied my shirt.
Sit right here, Maximo, fucking.
Get a pillow.
Careful with that pillow.
Is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah, no, that's what he does. And there's a little manchita right here, look, you guys.
There's a few of them right there. Damn.
This one is crazy. This was not me. Vic been way here way longer than me. At this couch and this thing. But we are here with Encrypt.
Encrypt. This new photo series that you have. Can you explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, for sure.
Move the key, right, like perfect,
You know, I'm not a rapper fool. I'm a rapper fool like you, dog. Well, thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
I'm hella excited. I'm also a fan, so it's so fucking cool to be here and represent the razas.
Let's go.
So graduation day, it just debuted last week at Our Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Our Angeles,
Check out the shirts.
It's an art exhibit that I've been curating for the past 2 years now. This is our second annual. So I've just been putting on like brown folks, black and brown folks in LA.
I love
people who don't fucking ever think that they would see themselves up on a wall or like in an
gallery,
exhibit.
Yep.
And that's the thing that a lot of us are afraid of. Like, we're like, oh, we're Chicano, we're brown, like we're from the hood. Like, our shit's not like art exhibit shit or something that we can sell for $500 or for $1,000. Like, but then there's like fools eating ice cream for $1,000 down in Beverly Hills or like shit like that, that we forget to like put a price on ourselves and be like, yo, we're actually
worth it. It costs a lot, It's not folk art either. I think that I was watching this thing with John Leguizamo and he's like, how come all the European art is fine art and art from like our countries is folk art? And it's like, it makes it, like it differentiates the value, but it's like, this shit is just as valuable, if not more.
And it's urban and it's real. Like a lot of our swag, a lot of our style, our culture, the way we dress, the way we talk, like people are monetizing the fuck out of it right now. You know, from big brands to smaller brands are doing it, and it's not authentic. And you can see it, you know. And I've been seeing a lot of it throughout the years, even growing up. Like, the only representation is, like, brown people have, like, blood in, blood out.
Yeah.
Or, like, fucking American me. Like, I want it to just not be that anymore.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's hard to, like, digest that that's what they see us as. And the more, like, as I travel, the more the perspective I get of who they think we are.
True.
And it's, like, so... like jaded, and it's we're not from the 90s. We don't say essay anymore. Yeah. There's so many things that have changed and transitioned that like I feel like it's important for us to be the ones who have that voice
and
to
tell that story.
It's up to
us. That's fire, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
How do you and Maximo know each other?
Fuck, me and Max known each other for like
for a minute,
like 7-8 years now, bro.
Yeah. But how? Is it because of the like photography like similarity?
Photo. I met him at a show.
Maybe through MERS.
MERS.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Slight flex.
I know.
Maybe.
Shout out to MERS.
Shout out MERS.
Or it was probably Atmosphere too.
Yeah.
Maybe. You like Atmosphere?
Atmosphere's my boy.
My boys too.
That's
hard.
That's all our boys.
Well, there's like certain people, like Angie too, she likes Atmosphere. There's like certain people that when they like Atmosphere, I'm like, you're instantly like, I know we're gonna be homies. So like Andres, that's how I met him, through Andres who works at Genius. And he's a photographer too. Sorry, we're getting on the deep end.
And we had a whole conversation about this on one of your birthdays.
That it's like it's all connected.
I'm just kidding. Shout out Merz. I don't know too much Atmosphere, but Merz is one of my sister's favorite song was "Cause I'm a Bad One," and I used to hear that shit repeatedly for years. So it's one of my songs on my playlist when I'm at the gym.
Merz puts it down for the brown folks.
No. I know.
That flow is so fire.
But even but it, I just that wasn't like my like. You feel me? But I was a fan of like the underground shit because one of my sisters was a big fan of MERS. And also I heard the Letty song before I knew Letty.
The Letty song.
Hey, that's crazy. Yeah.
It's damn near about Letty.
You were in the video.
Yeah, you were in the video. Yeah, but
we were going into it. Yeah, it's inspired by like that shit didn't really happen. Cause people were like, dude, did you date MERS? I don't have an older brother that was in the gang. Like MERS dies in the video. That didn't happen really. He's alive. But he's like, no, like I took like the female character in this song, I took inspiration from you because she was half Mexican and Salvi. Perfect girl from Cali.
Yeah, so
he loves brown folks.
Yeah, but he understood his demographic. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, like I say that because me and the homies would argue, like the homies argue, like all the homies would argue about hip hop, like, oh, you remember this, and like especially like the Tagger homie, like the hip hop scene, though, like. They fuck with MERS and Atmosphere, and they knew all these rappers. I'm like, fool, how the fuck? Like, fool, what? I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. Like, obviously, MERS was one of the underground rappers that was able to make it.
Mainstream
and LA as fuck. Yeah. And then, that was dope. So that's how I heard like a lot of old shit. But yeah,
they have a lot of fans here. Atmosphere, like Ali, like Slug and Am fans are real out here.
Oh, for sure.
I grew up with that shit. Like, shit prevented me from cutting. You know, they definitely had a wave.
I remember listening to them, like my older cousin put me on, and I was just like, damn, this shit is crazy. It's hard, and it's just like, it was definitely like dominating a certain time. I feel like, what, like 06 to 08, 09. Like,
the festivals, too.
Yeah.
That's the pay due shit?
Rock the Bells, all that shit.
That's crazy.
Wow, they got Soundset now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in Minneapolis.
And he still sells out no matter what.
So the photo series is called Graduation Day.
Yes.
And when I first saw it, I saw one of the younger dudes that you used as a model. Boy. And he looks beat the fuck up, but he's wearing a graduation cap. And when I saw your explanation, like you're taking us through the stages of a man getting into a gang, right?
Correct.
Where did that concept come?
Well, it's crazy because it's been like about 6 months that I have these visions and shit before I go to sleep. I start thinking, like, I try to do, like, what they call meditation, but it doesn't turn into meditation.
Yeah.
It goes through, like, these fucking
brainstorming
rounds.
And shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I fall asleep on it, and then I wake up, and I'm like, I gotta fucking do it before it goes away.
Yep.
And it kind of just started doing that. Every time I would wake up, I would add to it, and add to more, and then add to it more. And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I started imagining who was in the project. So I legit sat down and figured that shit out in, like, a week, where I knew exactly who was gonna shoot it.
Dang.
Who's gonna gaff it? Yeah, who's like who's gonna be involved? Which team was gonna be involved? Which is shout out to Natalia Moscoso and her team, and like everything just came together. I'm like, anything for Selena's has to be the makeup artist because she's fucking killing the Chicano shit right now. And I'm like, and I know she hasn't done anything how what I was thinking about. Right. I'm like, I'll fucking ask her anyways because that's the point, putting people on and challenging them. And and then I just woke up and I said, first to start off with the initiation. I always wanted a videotape initiation, a real one at least, but I didn't want it to come off as like cheesy.
Yeah,
kind of like you invading the culture.
Yeah. Not only the invasion of culture.
You followed some real ones.
Yeah,
this is not fake shit. This is not actors. This is not.
I know a couple of them, but shout out my boy Lux
models.
Tattoos. Lux Tattoos is from my city.
Temple.
Yeah. He's from Temple. He's from Temple, but we're from like the 90026. Shout out Lux Tattoos.
So even for them to allow you in their space, that means they got to trust you too, because they're not allow everybody to watch the shit that you are allowed to see.
And that's where it gets like tricky and people want to like. I've been getting a lot of backlash, like good and bad. And people are like, oh, you're glorifying gang culture. Yeah. Or you're trying to romanticize it. And it's like, not even that. Because all these fools, none of them are actors. I didn't fucking single them out for being the best at Netflix or like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I wanted to make sure it was authentic. And half of them fools are like my homies that I grew up from Hyde Park. So
that's dope. That's like a very dope. What you're doing is crazy. Like,
thank you.
It's legit documentation. It's documenting the real shit that's going down.
And same thing with them. Yeah. They're like, we want to be authentic. We don't want to fucking like water this shit down. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I'm like gonna do this, but with my celly. You feel me?
Yeah.
With my celly or the homies. Like, so I know that for a fact, this is how we would really do it. So I told them like, they don't think of it as acting. You're just reenacting shit that you already do.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be here to watch it, and we'll do it a few times. I'll kind of polish it a little bit.
Yeah.
But just know that this is it. And I think a lot of all the takes, I did them in max 3 takes, and they fucking killed it. Like, you guys, I couldn't fucking believe how good of fucking they did. And it's not because they were trying to be actors. It was them really trying to embrace who
and
they were.
And open to you.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And with me, they're like, it's just
me. I know
me.
Her. Yeah, yeah.
All my cousins are from, majority are from Highland Park. I grew up a lot with, you know, avenues and fucking. Yeah. I know the gang life pretty well where I can respect it. And I'm not going to make them say or do some weird shit
right.
that isn't
You're not,
real.
Like, extorting it. It's, like, some real shit that you come from and that who but you guys to tell the story of.
Yeah, and then we own that. And that's what I feel like always. I'm very entitled to my culture, and I'm very entitled to, like, I'm going to tell that story.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of them telling us this narrated bull that is in reality. Like, that's why I shout out to, like, people even doing it big right now, like Hulu with... You know, this fool with Frankie. I love Frankie. That's my boy. And, like, seeing him do it inspired the hell out of me, too. And I was like, you know what? It's time to, like, reclaim. And he was telling me, like, his story and how he used to wait, you know, at freaking, you know, shows. He was a waiter. And he would be like, oh, one day I'm going to fucking be on stage. Like, one day it's going to be us. And people would just be like, ah, fool, you're not going to do it. He's like, a fool like you? And he's like, watch. And just to see him do it, I was like, you know what? It's our turn. So that's what I'm going to take responsibility for it. And like with graduation day, I wanted to document, you know, the three phases in a gangster's life. Mm-hmm. Like when they first, you know, when they're feeling lost and like trying to belong and shit, what do? You want to be initiated. You want to belong so fucking bad. You'll do anything. You'll fucking like get down with the wrong, with the fools that, you know, need to be, get hit up.
Just say the name, I'm going after it,
And the love and the passion they have is crazy to me. And it reminded me of when I was younger, just wanting to belong, wanting somebody to be like, I got your back. Just feeling like, hey, fool, I got your back forever was like the biggest, like, blessing and curse.
Because it's a sense of community. And a lot of people, like, they don't understand that, like, other places have, like, fraternities and all this stuff. It's, like, lifelong brotherhoods. And at the end of the day, like, although they tend to sometimes do bad shit, that's all it is.
Yeah. So,
you know, it just becomes, like, a fraternity of, like, love, brothership, like, brotherhood, friendship, you know.
And sometimes crime.
Well, yeah. I mean, that comes with it, you'll never get closer to somebody than if you do a crime with them.
It's crazy. It's crazy, Grip, because I'm going through your shit. I was paying attention. But, like...
Right, crazy?
No, watch. I'm going to fuck your head up real quick. Okay, so I was like... Obviously, I know who you are. Obviously, you know? But we used to, like, us be from downtown L.A., we used to get photos and put them, like, as our Facebook covers. And right now, I'm, like, going through, like, 2017. Yeah. I'm going down your whole shit, and I'm like, I used this shit before.
And I
used to be, like, on my Facebook cover because I'm from downtown L.A.
You didn't even know it was her.
But it, I didn't at the moment. I was just... Wow. But also, me and my homie used to have, like, huge crushes on, like, Vel the Wonder and God. I remember when I interviewed Vel, I told her that, like, the homie used to be, like... Because, you know, she was, like, a grapher, talking about graph and shit like that. And and you took pictures. Did you record the video, too? But you took pictures when they did the freestyle... In downtown LA. It's Gavlin, Reverie, and Vel the Wonder.
You mean the Cypher Effect one? Or Looking Back?
I think it was a song.
Yeah.
So it's crazy where I'm like looking through all this shit, but a lot of the shit was like, I remember the days when you would just, like, even the Eastern one, the hotel, I was like, damn, that's crazy.
I've been putting in work.
Yeah, yeah. No, but
that's dope. But just how it's intertwined in the shit that is LA. Like, we don't have to be like, oh, who's this new Encrypt girl? It's like, oh, no, I have, like, my DNA in here. If you look, I'm present throughout, like, just what LA is in photographs and in culture.
Because
that's just fucking dope.
Because even, like, this one
right... Highland Park is dope, too. Shout out to Highland Park.
Shout out to Nella. Yeah. The Nella's beautiful. We were having this dope-ass conversation before.
Nella don't claim Glendale. I get it.
Do you?
Am I just an outsider to be like?
You're Glendale, Letty?
Yeah,
Glendale's still.
She got the pass.
Letty's LA, so she gets the pass. Everybody else, fuck y'all. Oh,
you guys are Armenian. You guys are not.
After car park, we don't claim you.
After In and Out.
But that's crazy that I'm looking at right now. It's like the amount of shit you were tapped into from, like, dealing with, like, just rappers and now doing shit that's gonna, like, it's opening eyes and it's speaking to young Latino males and females where, like, you went about it the right way when it came to photography. You put in the work before and now you're able to do shit where people are like, damn, you've been doing it this long. Now you're fucking doing all this shit. Like, right now, I just told her, we're talking about, like, different cities. I was like, oh, I filmed the movie in Frogtown. And she's like, what movie? And I told her, she's like, oh, yeah, I worked on that. Yeah. Like Horchata with Oat Milk. And then, so it's, like, dope like that. But I do remember me and my homies stealing your film photos.
Yeah.
But we would put him on our...
Now credit her, okay?
Yeah, go back.
And we would
go
put him... And we would put him on our... Facebook Facebook shit. But a lot of them, that's you took up dope. The street from us. Like, this one is, like, by the bridge on 4th right there. I went to school up the street. So I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, I remember that's this fire. One. But a lot of... But us
it's
being...
Encrypt underscore Los Angeles.
With the K.
With the K.
But I remember you doing a lot of, like real L.A. view shit where we're like, yeah, this... You were making our city look dope.
Get it. Yeah, whoever encrypted it gets it.
I'm sorry, you guys. Yeah. I'm sorry you guys didn't get it. I'm sorry you guys didn't get it explained. Turn up by the building. It's a beautiful...
That was dope.
It's a beautiful struggle. It's a beautiful struggle. Like, Downey, whack. Yeah. The Valley, whack. Glendale, whack. Encrypt, tell him... Hey, Crip, tell him how dope is it to go to the bridge and just look at the view and be like, yeah, this cool. Is the city.
I was telling him he had the best fucking, like the diversion of hoods.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, like I was...
like 10 minutes away from everything that was popping off.
Yeah, but even, like, girl, like, it's very, like, that's why shout out Maximo, even though he's from the Valley, he understood my whole vision when I did this shit with Pro Club, walking video.
I've seen the rough cut. It's just 15 minutes of doing a walking.
Yeah, but
and I saw it just for the record. I saw it with no narrative.
Yeah, like, no narrative. Yeah, like, we're just clowning, of course. Yeah,
doing walking.
Yeah, so but it was one of those things where I explained to Maximo, like, look, the food. This is like these little things matter, and us being from cities like that is like Maximo's like these are just regular stairs. When I'm like, no, Maximo, these stairs mean a lot. And I'm like, and no, because we're going up the stairs, and he's like, all right, fool, like,
I'm tired.
Yeah,
no, but
that shit was high as fuck. I was like, all right, let's just go have.
But that's our city's built. We didn't fucking build it. Like, this shit was built with stupid hills and houses that are damn near falling apart. And
be careful till they find out where those stairs are, and then they turn into Santa Monica stairs. And
oh yeah, don't go.
You're talking about like, going up 5-7.
It turns into a workout.
No. So I grew up right in the beginning of historic Filipino town, Echo Park. So there's these stairs called the 420 stairs on Glendale and Lavetta. And
they're super high in.
Yeah. No. There's a lot of, because there's some stairs that I took. There's some stairs to this day that I found out about. I'm like, really? And the homie's like, fool. We used to like, because you know, like the city's so small, but it's hella big.
Right.
So city shit like that. But I remember us, the Nella just being the other side of Dodger Stadium. So we would always kick it by like Chinatown and the bridges. So I'm sorry, you guys. Oh, fuck it.
You're better than us.
Oh, wow. Most definitely.
Jeez.
Hilarious.
But shout out the views, man. The views are awesome. And you guys, all these, like, in between the Kim Kardashian shit, when you guys see them go through LA, it's fucking in the city.
Yeah.
They don't give credit to it. That shit gets me mad.
I don't know why Kim Kardashian got straight.
Yeah, what did she get? Yeah,
because her fucking show loves showing the Echo Park Lake in the 101, and they never eat. Like,
it's too
far. So you watch the show, is what you're saying.
My sister's. I watched it a couple times.
Confessions.
But it's like a lot of places I'll be like, hey, I used to drink there. And they don't give credit to the city. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
But shout out, all of LA is beautiful. There's so many hidden gems that we have that... Fuck it, it's only for us. Hopefully they don't gentrify the shit, but me and Crip Cities happen to be the ones that got gentrified like a motherfucker. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they have the most culture, so that shit is... Right. People are always going to run towards it and try to take from it. But dude, in Crip, even with the stuff you were saying that you took photos of and you really were able to see the initiation and all of that, so I'm sure there has to be some other, like, something else that's coming with this whole series.
Well, I have a bunch of... I just let these first, like, the portraits, like, kind of... see what they did, and I got a lot, because I knew it was going to be fucking, people are going to be like,
they're gonna pressing feel,
me. People are going to be pressing me, and I wanted to make sure it was like represented well, and I gave it space to breathe, because it's a conversation piece when you see this shit, like, you want to like talk about it, and be like, yo, what the fuck, what is going on, what is this, what do these pictures mean? It's like with artwork, you can fucking like have it in front of you, and
different
you can have
interpretations.
Definitely. Yeah. So I let it like, you know, a lot of my friends were like, bro, they're talking mad shit, you see all the messages. And like, and I'm like, you know what? I don't really care. Let them talk, because they don't really know my truth. And I'm not going to fight it. Not only that, it's up for interpretation. It's fucking art, you know?
My interpretation of it is like, these are the scars that we all carry, but these are just visible.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I that's like, that. I kind of seen it like, damn, we all been through some shit in high school. And if we could show the scars that we got, like, on our graduation photo, it would look like that. Because we all, that's like such an essential time in everybody's life. High school, 9th grade to 12th is like, think about all the shit. Yeah. Yeah, all the shit that we all went through, you know?
And that's what's beautiful. You just said that right now. I had a teacher reach out to me recently. Yeah. She said she wants to do it for her kids. Wow. And they were all interested in doing it for graduation. So I bet you guys this graduation year is going to be viral. People are going to be doing it. Yeah.
That's
like,
dope.
So I was very intrigued by that. I'm like, damn, that little message spoke to hundreds of kids already who are like going through like their last year in high school right now.
Yeah.
Who are like feeling that photo and they're like, fuck, I feel it. Especially because Block Boy's young. He's like, I think Block Boy's only 18. And like interviewing him, because I did a whole session of interviews with each one of them and asking what is to be a gangster. Like, what is it to wake up and one time be like, you know, I want to be a gangster. And this is what I have to do to maintain that status quo.
Yeah.
Or not only that status quo, that respect that you want from your community, your gang or whatever.
Right.
So I got to see their insight of what is it for them and why it's important. And I was like, you know, I'll release these interviews eventually. So that's what's going to come.
Yeah.
More photos, what's more interviews.
More content.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have a little small, like, short film that's, like, 3 minutes long that's going to premiere. I'll probably do that, like, in 2-3 weeks. I want to make it still. I don't want it to get lost on social media and cut up. Mm. So I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to release that without it being, like, just forgotten, you know? So, but anyways, going back to that, I was getting an insight from Block Boy being young. He was like, he told me his story that he graduated from high school in juvenile hall. And he was so grateful of like graduating there. And he's like, and I would get down in there. I would fucking, he's like, this reminds me. He was laughing. This reminds me of juvenile, of the halls. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I used to get down in the halls and I graduated in the halls.
Damn.
And I was like, that's
so
fucking
cool. So that
photo
is true to life because he has like fucking scars and he has a graduation.
And I didn't even know that that was going to be the story. And then he told me how much he could relate to the way he looked.
Right.
Because I knew that some of them had to, he's a main character in my little short film, but I knew some of them I wanted to really like go in on the makeup and I wanted anything to Selena's to go in. But I wanted to make sure that they were cool with it too. You know, you tell a dude, a gangbanger, hey, I'm gonna put you in makeup. Hey, makeup. Yeah. And they were all like,
yeah, what you
doing? Yo, what? I'm like, nah, like.
You're gonna look tougher. You're gonna look tougher.
And I'm looking at his photo right now. He's a baby.
Yeah. He's a baby.
He's only a couple years younger than me, but.
Yeah, that image is what fucking spoke to. I was like, damn.
But that's really how. And I could relate. I didn't like, we were talking about the photos back and forth, like in the group chat, and I was like, damn, fuck, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, these people look like they got their ass whooped. But I remember when I got jumped for my first time, and it's definitely how I look.
Yeah.
The nose one is crazy. That's what hurts a lot.
Yeah.
But I remember when I got cracked, I was like, damn. Craig, where you at? You could have took pictures of my butt.
Anytime anybody gets jumped, hit up in Crip.
Hit me up.
Look what I got.
But you have a gang of people in here that
yeah.
I can only imagine their stories were like crazy to hear. But
it was crazy.
But this kid just graduated, right?
He just
got out the halls. He's,
he just got out the halls.
He graduated into being an adult gangster now.
Yeah, yeah. And he's really, he just initiated
into
not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's his real like story. Yeah. That's why you said like he's like the main subject.
Yeah, and it was so fucking cool. And so I brought everyone in the stages of like the three stages that I feel like a gang member goes through, which is like your initiation stage, the graduation, which is I made it. Mm-hmm. I'm part of the gang now.
Yeah.
I need to go put in work.
Yep.
And then the realization stage was just like knowing the fact of the truth that you're going to get locked up.
Yeah.
And now you're going to get locked up, you're going to go through a lot of scars. You're going to go through a lot of battling. You're going to go through a lot of fucking shit that you're about
it
to
comes,
endure.
It comes with the life that
this
people
shit
choose.
Shit ain't pretty. This shit is
but,
pretty.
It isn't.
But it is crazy when you hear like older people talk about it. And it obviously, yes, it was like a struggle, you know, being part of that life. But when you hear people talk about it, it's also a beautiful struggle.
Yeah.
Like when you, like I met fools that are like 50 and they be like, when they talk, it's like, damn, like fool, keep
poetry.
Talking. You're interesting as fuck, fool. Like, wow, that happened?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the 90s. Obviously, Block Boy's more of a 2000 baby, our generation, our era. But like when you hear like fools from like the 70s tell stories and like the shit they went through in Los Angeles and everywhere, it's
the
like
Zoot Suit era.
And I was like, holy shit, that's real.
That's our history.
It's like we are in Los Angeles, but this is also Hollywood. Like at any given moment, somebody can see this and be like, yo, this is a story that needs to be told on a big screen or in a TV show or something. Are there any plans for that for you or like?
Dude, I hope.
Yeah. Well, you were on a TV show. Shout out to you for being on Hype on HBO.
Yeah.
Oh. You shot like, it was like a stylish show. And then you were shooting their outfits and write what they came up with. But I think you did it with a lowrider. Like, you really, like...
They gave me the West Coast Editions episode and everything.
Yeah,
and
that's like, fire.
I didn't even ask for that. I just came in and they're like, we have 30 cars for you in Crypt.
I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, that's the clothes show? That's where they do the fashion show?
Yeah, so it's a streetwear competition.
Yeah, streetwear.
What the fuck? I didn't know they had a season 2 out.
Yeah,
I saw season 1. I loved it. I'm going to go watch season 2 now.
It just came out. The full season's out now.
It's on HBO Max.
That shit's fire.
It's about like cultures?
No, it's different. Upcoming
streetwear designers.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
and then
okay.
And they team up with photographers.
It took part of the West Coast one.
Yeah.
Will was there, right?
Wiz Khalifa, yeah.
Fuck, what has been your like favorite shoot where you went home and you're like, damn, this is going to be a fucking gem? I would either say you did a rebut before what you're doing right now. Maybe like a certain person you shot.
My current one, I directed for Netflix recently.
Okay, fine.
I did a mini doc for Fluffy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah,
Tell me in.
Yeah, it was a me and Malvin.
Hey, dog, I could be an extra. Use me. Come on.
I got you, food. Yeah. I got you. It's on Netflix now. If you go under Fluffy Dodger Fluffy, or is it Fluffy State Stadium Fluffy?
Yeah.
So Stadium Fluffy, you go under and it says more. Uh-huh. You go and it says you go into that and other little three dots.
Yeah.
It's like a little mini doc. Me and Melby directed it.
That's so awesome.
I spent a lot of time with Fluffy, so that was my boy. Shout out to Fluffy.
Yeah.
Want him to be my boy too?
Hey, Fluffy, I'm a brown bag.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was a cool moment because I love fucking Fluffy. Hell I grew up watching Fluffy, and then when they told me, oh, yeah, you're directing this for Fluffy, I was like, jaw dropped. My boss, you know, shout out to Melby. He was like, bro, I think you'll do great.
Just be you.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah, you're already great. You just do your thing. And I remember hyperventilating on the phone, like, I had to like put it on silent. Right. I was like, did this fool just say Fluffy? And I turned around and told my girlfriend, like, did he say Fluffy? What the fuck am I tripping right now? Yeah, and then after that, it was like magic. Me and him got along really well. And we killed it. We did really dope shit. So that's when I went home and I was, I think I took over Dodger Stadium for 2 days straight. And I was able to walk anywhere I wanted.
Damn, were Kershaw pitches?
Everywhere, bro. I have pictures that I can't release anymore. I can't release yet. They never, not someone got approved.
Yep.
But I have them in my fucking heart. I fucking went all over everywhere. And I remember being like crying at one point. Like, damn, dude. I remember as a little kid being all the way up there.
The nosebleeds?
Yeah, like not even being able to see the game. Just hearing fucking loud ass people, you know?
Vince Scully announcing and shit.
Yeah, just dope shit.
Oh, you guys wouldn't know about that. I'm sorry.
You guys do know about that. We
I talk shit.
Yeah, I know.
It was a sick ass feeling, like just having Dodger City at my disposal and nobody would tell me shit. I would just have to flash badges. And just...
You have a check mark over me. I want to do some shit in there where I can just run around and do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like throw myself from. Ah!
They didn't let me record much, but I fucking got to do it.
Yeah. No, that's a fucking dope ass fucking. Well, we always talk about like brown bag. We always go like, man, we want to throw the first pitch one day.
That would be sick. Yeah, you guys could do it.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming this year. Dodge.
If it's Salvi night, it's
no, no. Okay, look. If we're being honest.
Yes,
if we're being honest.
The area.
You know, if we're being honest, if we get to throw the first pitch, I got to do it. Fuck these fools.
then you just want it to be there when you throw
no, 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 no. No, what I'm saying is. No, what I'm saying is. No, what I'm saying is we could all walk to the mount. Look, we could all walk to the mount.
No, they do it three at a time.
And then we just fucking, they do.
Catchers.
Okay, I'll be in the middle.
I'm sure.
Well, man, and Crip, we love you.
Yes. Round of applause for you, Crip. Brown pride.
We got to do some shit where you shoot our next shoot.
Yeah. I'm down. We got to shoot brown bags.
Let's do that.
I'm down.
We got to do something where you shoot.
We'll think of some cool concepts so it fucking pops.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
I'm down.
That'd be fire.
I'm already thinking of some shit. Yeah, well, let's figure it out. You guys will see.
Yes, sir. Well,
thank you.
Shout out to Encrypt. Thank you for coming through.
Make sure you guys go tap in.
Yeah, Encrypt _ Los Angeles, and it's Encrypt with a K. They can still check out the gallery.
No, it already closed.
But she has an Instagram. Our Angeles.
Our Angeles, you guys. I'm going to be posting photos of all the shit that was up.
And so her clothing brand, Inscribe.
Inscribe is my clothing brand, and Our Angeles is the art exhibition,
you can say company that I have with the High Art, which is my other company. So yeah, company.
Big LLCs over here. Oh.
That's corp.
And we are back.
We're back.
And Sombra Sala, the chisme is here.
We've been waiting for this chisme.
La madrina de los chismes. La comadre.
Yeah, la comadre.
She's back.
La comadre. La que nunca se calle.
Arizona was quad, go back quick, actually.
She's back from recharging her batteries.
I needed that, for real. It was a little cleanse.
Yeah.
But yeah, How many shits did you take? I had to, none.
I don't know. You said the food was nasty.
The food wasn't, but it was the hotel food.
Angie, I think this will make you really relatable if you share your secret about when you're traveling.
I think we did talk about it.
Oh, that you don't shit?
Yeah,
that I get constipated.
No, you're very weird.
I've never heard that before.
We went to Miami.
I can't.
Was it like 2 or 3 days and she didn't poop?
I couldn't, you guys.
That's very unhealthy, by the way.
No, her body doesn't poop.
It just, it goes
against her. Yeah, her body's also rotting inside.
So, no, but honestly.
So, Angie, you're literally full of shit while traveling.
Wait, hold on. That's a crazy way to look at it. She's actually the perfect person to go on a 3-day vacation with.
Because you don't want someone that will fuck up the bathroom.
You don't want a girl that shits.
Yeah.
But her body doesn't. While she's traveling, her body doesn't. If she's not at her crib, she can't poop.
Yeah, I fart butterflies, guys.
Ooh, don't say that, because now there's going to be people in our comments like, oh my God, I want Angie to fart butterflies in my mouth.
That should be your Valentine's card.
Yes. Angie said yes. Whoa, Angie. Okay, get to the cheese, man, Angie.
All right, what's the cheese, man?
Anyways, I was still on my phone and I was checking. You guys, fucking Bad Bunny. You know how last time we were talking about, like, pobrecito, like, everybody's hating on him. Yaki, this fucker, which I like Bad Bunny, this fucker's having the time of his life at the Laker game versus Grizzlies.
Yep.
Yeah, which was a very interesting game.
Oh, I didn't watch it because I was out there.
No, you didn't watch it because you didn't watch basketball, Angie.
That's you.
I just tried to play it off like she was
Even if you were here, Angie. That's true.
That was the first time Angie had covered any sports in her career.
That's the most you're going to get. But homeboy took the fan, which was ironic because I'm in Arizona. The fan he took up on stage in Arizona at his Arizona show.
Facts.
And wow. So then people were like, whoa, what happened to his girl? Well, if you guys remember... He said it, que siempre they're in an open relationship. So, I mean, I don't know about that. But Vic, you said something
Yeah, I had a few thoughts. One that, like, I feel like this is going to encourage a lot more behavior for, like, girls to believe that, like, if they get on stage and fuck it up, like that girl did, because she fucked it up. She was doing the splits.
Yeah.
And all that shit.
I would take it for anything.
And it's like, okay, you know how girls, when they go to a concert, they dress like if they're going to, like, meet the artist,
right?
True, yeah, and heels and
so,
everything.
So this is like, I feel like this is terrible because now girls are actually going to think like this can actually happen.
But it did.
I know it did. That's what I'm saying. But like, not every girl is going to get chose.
This is my theory.
What?
I've been to Arizona, and I wish I was in Bad Bunny's position to fly out the baddest bitches I was fucking around with to bring him to Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Because, bro, Arizona.
They're so impressed by anything.
She probably sucked Bad Bunny's dick crazy.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, you know what, bitch? Lakers.
You know what?
Sheets.
Okay, so her name is Lena Bell. And I believe she made it a favorita. And she's pretty. She's 22.
Wait, she's like white?
She's just not Hispanic?
But I believe she's Caucasian. She's white. Que no habla español.
Wow.
Because I think there was like a video that I saw that she was saying because she knows Bad Bunny. She likes his music, pero que no habla español. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but I did see it like a while ago when this whole thing happened when she came up on stage. Because there was girls hating, saying like, why did he pick her?
Right.
But it's like, homegirl.
And
like,
he did say that Phoenix was his favorite tour stop.
Me too.
Oh, did he?
No. What I'm saying that... At Phoenix, Arizona, it's one of the most fun. And it's not far from us.
It's not.
45-minute plane ride.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Phoenix, Arizona, like, DePoy is my witness because we smashed bitches together.
Oh, gosh.
At Phoenix, Arizona, I understood Bad Bunny. He went home with something that night. And Doherita's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you can't really see how thick she is in the picture they posted. But I seen the video of her twerking. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, oh, she was fucking it up. The little link.
Insert the clip.
If you guys want to see.
No, I remember the clip.
I'll never forget that clip.
She got dumbass.
Okay.
Are you saying in the photo of them at the Lakers
game? Oh, yeah.
The game.
Hizo caso. It was just like, oh, my buddy. But, yeah, no, she's pretty.
She was walking out with that food.
Yeah, that was
you guys, okay, so that I'm such a chismosa.
Yeah, you're definitely a chismosa.
I'm a fijona. And so, I don't know if you guys caught that Bad Bunny's little
crotch area, it's ripped. There's pictures.
Oh, you were looking at his dick, Angie?
Is it like style? Or?
I don't know. It's on your on Slack.
She ripped it open?
It was just there. It's like, whoa, 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 what is that? I didn't, but I took screenshots.
Angie's zooming in on Bad Bunny's crotch and not taking a shit. Crazy. It's crazy. So that's
while
a crazy combo friend.
While she's supposed to be recharging her batteries, yeah. She's just zooming in.
But yeah, I understand Bad Bunny. I love Arizona, yeah. Phoenix.
That and maybe but, he was also trying to prove a point because the last time we heard was the scandal of the girl on the phone, and now he's bringing a fan. So it's like, I love her.
Oh,
yeah, man. It's like, how do you miss that?
Wow. Oh. Have you ever been that horny before, Duno?
That I ripped my pants?
Yeah.
No, I think that's fucking indecent exposure.
Nobody caught that, though. It's like,
he needs a pillow in front of his crotch.
It must have been the style of the pant, which is weird.
It is. Yeah. It is the style of the pants, which I thought was really weird.
Cock was out of the Laker game?
Wow.
No, because he had like
Shannon Sharp
argue
with that's with legendary. Fucking...
He covers his whole face, but not his crotch. That's crazy.
Well, he did.
And the girl's beautiful.
You're in love, I get it. Like, what do you thought? Just like how
you know,
like
she reminds me of the girl from the novella that we talked about.
Angelique Bo something. Yeah, I know. Teresa. Teresa.
Teresa.
But, I know what you're talking about. If they're actually dating, which it seems like...
I don't think so.
You can assume, like, to the timeline, right? Right. Like, he must have been talking to her.
Oh, for sure.
From this time to
like,
this time.
Yeah, not even enough far to away. Be like, hey, I'm going to take you to
and
the
And this
game.
Is a public place. Like, you don't just take any...
Yeah,
girl,
and that's
you know
the thing.
Saying?
I know even when the open relationships, I'm sure there's still a rule that, like...
They can't fuck like, or kiss in person.
Or, like, in public,
yeah,
like,
in public.
That crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
So, for this girl to go to a game is different than, like, if he's fucking other bitches or men on his girl.
Yeah.
Like, this feels like, oh, they're, like, this is something
it's, yeah,
more
it meets
important.
More.
Yeah, yeah, do yeah, the yeah. math. It's been about, like, a month or two.
That's crazy.
You know? That's crazy. But, like, it's pretty cool. Like, when I first saw
what's
it, I'm
cool
like,
about it?
Me and Bad Bunny are very similar.
Me and Bunny.
Me and Bad Bunny are very
the,
similar.
His first comment in the group chat is yeah. like, look, Bad Bunny's just like me.
Yeah, because yeah, you could make it from the stage to, like, the relationship stage sometimes.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's how you get your girls.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's happened. Baddies? It's happened before.
Okay.
Yeah, I seen a girl backstage. I'm like, who are you?
She started out in the crowd. Just know.
She was like...
And you too.
No. And I'm like...
You too can make it to the stage one day.
And I'm like, mid-changing. She's like, where's Vic? I was like...
You too can make it to get a nickname.
I was like, Vic, I'm mad at it.
Yeah, that was old
cute,
me.
Cute, cute.
We're still searching for the meet and greet girl.
Yeah.
From Pico Rivera?
Oh, beautiful.
The meet and greet girl? Yeah. It's okay to talk about it.
Yeah. No, I know what she's doing. I know where she's at.
Oh, you got her at.
Just kidding. No, it's because I follow her homegirl. I know it sounded super creepy.
I
follow
you
her
home.
Girl.
I was like,
you sound real
whoa.
Creepy.
I know. No, I follow her homegirl, and like she's like, yeah, like she posted her the other day. And I was like, the one that got away. And then she was like, she has a boyfriend. I was like, I know. I wish them the best. She's like, no, you don't. I'm like, I do. I really do. I wish them the best.
Hopefully. And the best for her is me.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, Angie, since you're here, stay here, okay?
Okay?
We're talking about this Pennsylvania couple. You know how, like, there's, like, a increase in the prices of eggs? Like, people are going crazy for eggs right now?
There's a fucking egg drought.
Yeah, there's an egg drought.
It's crazy.
So the price is going crazy high. There's a couple in Pennsylvania that is renting out their chickens so that they can lay eggs for you and you could rent it at a price. This automatically reminded me of, like, the hood chickens. And the hood roosters.
Yeah.
And just first of all the tías and tíos that even had roosters and chickens to begin with, because we didn't need inflation to still have our own eggs in the crib. Like, I have a tía that's like, ¿quieres huevos? Y yo afuera. And she gets eggs. So shout out to all of us.
Yeah. Shout out to all the old school Latinos that, because I remember one time some fool had a chicken at the block and he like, whoever catches it, $10. We're all kids like behind the chicken. Ah, chicken. And then, but also I would hear like crazy stories about like, obviously, where we come from very traditional Mexican and Latino families. And in the homeland, they be killing the chickens.
Yeah,
and
eating the chicken.
My cousins or like my sister, when she went out there, she's like, yeah, grandpa just grabbed it and turned it a couple times.
Yeah.
And I was like,
for the neck.
And then yeah. I was like, he did that to the chicken. And he was like, yeah. Mm. And I was like, it's normal. She's like that. She's like, it's part of like. Fucking, we had money that night.
Yeah.
Really? How did the chicken taste? My tía was just like that too.
This yeah. real. And you guys mole, yeah.
Pita. And not in Mexico, here.
No, here. She here, had a yeah. house in Riverside. Both. She lost yeah. it, yeah. but now she's back in Santa Ana. And she still has
I like
chicken.
How Angie had to just yeah. point out her.
Why'd you have to mention that she lost it? Not that she moved, yeah. but she lost
it.
The
The bank took it. She,
you know what it's now she's back in Santa Ana.
She has a Metro PCS phone. It's good.
Her fucking husband left
credit. Credit is really bad.
Her kids don't talk to her.
But that's how you explain
that's
it.
A, that's like, some paisa shit.
Yeah.
I feel Angie.
Giving
Angie.
People's business away.
Hurry, okay. I'll get it out of my... I want to get it out of my...
No, but look. My sister said that. My sister said that with my they were in Culiacan, I think they had the chicken that was running around. Mm-hmm. That she was like, damn, I lucky couldn't eat. Because then all he did was bring it inside. And it was some traditional shit. Right. Like, the man killed the chicken, brought it inside, and the fucking grandma started peeling. She's like, I lucky didn't eat mole that day.
Low-key, though, it tastes the best.
I know.
It tastes the best when it's, like, right. Oh, yeah,
yeah. It's cool. I feel like it's cool to have your own chicken, but to Airbnb your chicken is fucking insane.
I yeah. Like, here we are renting out my chicken.
That's
my
what I'm saying, yeah.
So you can have eggs.
To Airbnb your chicken is
that's crazy. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's literally what it is.
They're like pimping chickens.
Pimping chickens?
I'm out for
back
the chicken
with
pimping.
That chicken, you feel me?
Fuck. Okay, and then I had two chickens. I had two chickens. One
in Glendora or somewhere?
In Mission Hills. One was named Pascual, and the other one was named... Damn. I just remember Pascual.
Pollito?
The other one... No. They had these weird big names already. I think it was Cristiano, but I don't want to...
What the fuck?
I swear to God. Cristiano Pascual. Let's just say that for the story purposes. One of them passed away, and where they passed away, the other one kept going. Like, we buried it, and then the other one would always stop by to where it passed away. And that's
when
I'm like, fuck, we really kill these fools, and they have, like, the whole, like, go to pay respect.
Emotions and shit like that.
And they're low-key, like, our pet for real. Like, it was more than just having them for eggs. Like, my dad would be in the garden, and then they would come, and they'd eat the little worms. Like, they were literally, like, our pets.
Yeah, I feel that. Like they would pet him.
Yeah, everything.
They would scratch the guy or something like that.
What's a chicken's lifespan?
I don't know.
Like a year?
No, fuck no.
I'm pretty sure chickens. Well, it depends. But also,
5 years. Let me check.
Like 5 years?
I feel like these people shouldn't be renting out their chicken because the chicken fighting shit is real.
Yeah.
And that's you never know who fighting. Rents your chicken.
Oh, that's
yeah. What they're doing.
Or rooster fighting. Yeah.
5 to 10 years.
Oh, they live pretty.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, my godmother in West Adams, in the West Adams district off Pico, she lived like on Pico, like after La Brea.
Yeah.
She fucking had two chickens in her. She would run around during the fucking 2-year-old birthday party.
Just running around.
Just running around. Ah, chicken! Yeah. The little kids would. And then the little kids would understand that they're being hella aggressive and could hurt the chicken. Right. They'll grab it by the leg and think it's a fucking soccer ball. Like,
no,
leave the chicken alone.
It's a fucking chicken. Why would you do that?
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay.
But like my little god siblings would.
When I lived in Somar, we would be woken up by the fucking chickens.
Roosters.
Like the roosters. Like that's some us shit, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they really at the crack of dawn, they really make that noise.
Like, shut the fuck up.
I don't know which house it belonged to. It was on the block somewhere.
Somewhere,
waking
somebody.
Up everybody.
But Somar's like that.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, people have horses in Somar.
True. What about in Santa Ana? Do they have chickens?
No, it's only like certain areas that you can have chickens and horses. And
well, I don't think that we could have chickens.
No, I'm pretty sure.
No, we actually would get fined. So there's like if you go to like Mission Viejo, Orange, there's parts where they have ranchos.
And like ranchos. I think I'm pretty.
I didn't have a rancho, Angie, but I had chickens.
Well, we
so
couldn't.
I don't know,
but I'm pretty. Like, Somar's a lot of land.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure. No,
Mission Hills, it's a lot more. We had chickens.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was in a lot of land? Where you have them? In your room?
No, in the back. Well, we had a house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fucking, how many of that chicken that lived in an apartment?
You're lying.
But the chicken wouldn't live in the apartment. It would live like in the vecindad.
Yeah.
Where like everybody
the
took care of the chicken.
Yeah.
But then they probably fought about who got the eggs the first. Who fucking knows? Shout out growing up with Latinos.
Blocks chicken?
Even like pigs, fool. Like,
communal chicken?
Yeah. People had a fucking pigs.
In your block? On the block?
Nah, but I knew like
someone that had a pig? Know what? You're right. You're right. As a pet.
As a pet.
Yeah, because my dad would do tree trimming till this day. And so he would go do give estimates. And I remember going to this lady's house because I would translate for him. And she had a dog and a big ass.
And a big ass pig?
Yeah, and the pig would just be in the couch and she'd be like, oh, it's okay.
Ugh, I don't know about the pig being in the couch.
But it's a thing.
Was she white?
Yes, she was white. I just said that.
Oh, it's different because us, we let him get bigger and. Carnitas.
That's
the saddest one I heard. My sister said when she went to Culiacan, they shot the pig. Obviously, they're killing the pig. Yeah. They didn't shoot it with like a gun, but like It's like a professional. I don't know. And the pig would just like, wah, wah, just running around in circles.
I hate the squeal that.
That's what it would do. But it was like.
Okay, talk about something else. Oh, yeah. I've seen a get up.
Oh, yeah, pero carnitas a la verga. Fucking chicharrones, ¿verdad?
I love chicharrón. In Mexico, we have a tia, she has the rancho, and they have hogs, like huge, huge. And they have like a little, like not even a big wall that separates them. Like literally we're walking by and these fools can, if they wanted to, attack us, but they're so fat that they can't jump over even like the small little wall. Wow. And that's how big they are. And they were just scaring the fuck out of me. And then I have a little cousin there, but like he grew up in the rancho, so he's like fucking super like, estas pinches morras. Like, tócalas, son mis amigos, son mis amigos. And I was like, no, I'm going to stay away from this. Bitches morras. You're like,
we only like dogs.
Yeah.
No, but it's.
But it's some real shit.
Because they really talk like
they
that.
They talk like fucking morras.
But it's like, okay, so my mom's from the city, like where your dad's from is more rancho, huh?
Yeah.
But my mom's from
Pueblo.
Yeah, like Pueblo. My mom's from the city, so it's like.
I know.
It's like being in Los Angeles. So, but when my sister, when she said when she went to Culiacán, she's like, it's a whole different vibe.
Oh, hell
so they
yeah.
fucking grab the chicken and. Yeah. They fucking get the fucking stick it in their ass, kill it, whatever, woo, 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 you know what I mean?
What? Like they, in the rancho, you don't even know.
Hold on.
No, I don't know.
What part of
no, 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 no. Not like
stick
not,
one in your ass, dog. We don't know what the fuck.
But like you know, like if there's certain shit is shit. Oh my God.
I don't. Please explain that.
You know, certain animals, like if they're sick or something, the temperature. Like
oh,
you
like
can't
a
cook.
Cow. Okay,
like, well, you guys didn't let me finish.
You said it really fast.
Well, yeah. I talk fast. You know, if I try to talk like them, you know, I think I got to tomorrow. You know, if we know Sinaloenses, they have their lingo's crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
You know what I mean? But when she said that, she was like, the little pig was just running around crying. I was like, oh my God. And she's like, that fool was just watching it. But she's like, it's normal. Like,
yeah, that's what
and Peter, don't come after us. It's not like we're fucking
sitting. It's just rancho life. It's Mexico life. It's different laws.
Go protest in front of one of these tios' house. You might get shot.
Stop. I remember being in Mexico, too. I was passing by, like, a carniceria, and the workers were playing soccer with the head of a cow. But it's like, that shit was crazy.
That's normal. For them. That's
and I was like, that's fucking crazy.
No, Pueblos.
I ate it after, but because we don't let any part of the cow go. Like, they'll eat the cabeza, ojo, lengua, all of that.
Lengua, fire. I ate that shit with my mom yesterday.
Yeah. what's the taco you won't eat? And we should eat it on the next podcast.
Okay, well, I don't want to say it now. Oh, carne asada, fucking disgusting.
What?
They almost had a fucking heart attack.
Like, what do you mean, carne asada?
I hate al pastor so much.
Tripas is, I fucking can't eat tripas.
The smell of pastor.
Okay, I had tripas here, sesos here, and ojo. Which one are you eating?
Tripas.
Tripas. I've never had an ojo. Ojo's crazy. They better cook that shit right. I don't want to grow another eye.
Chewy. I'll never eat cabeza.
No, I'm just thinking. Like,
I'll never eat cabeza. Like boba. Cabeza's crazy.
Cabeza's fire.
I just can't, like,
my,
picture.
It's crazy. Like, I just had tacos de cabeza and the lengua with my mom yesterday. That's not my choice to go to. I'm simple. Asada and pollo and maybe some pastor or maybe some, but yesterday I had, damn. My mom's fucking beating her down, huh?
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
She would do the lengua?
Yeah, I
like
would.
Lengua.
Yeah.
I like
lengua. Yeah. Lengua's too easy of an answer.
But you wouldn't do
cabeza? No. I never even tried it. It sounds disgusting.
It's gas.
It's gas.
You've never had it? Oh, well, you're mixed, fool.
Yeah, you're half
Salvi. I just don't want to eat cabeza. Like.
You said it like if, you, like if you're not half Salvi?
I'm the whatever half Salvi side of me. Look, I like nopales. I'll eat a radish by itself.
Me too.
And I'll eat lengua.
Yeah.
How Mexican are you?
I'm down to go to Mexico and kill chickens and pigs. It's pretty Mexican because I think I'll be scared after. I'll probably do it with my eyes closed. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mátalo, verga. Tenemos que comer hoy, no? They make it seem like you're a horrible person.
True.
If I don't think I'm Mexican, fuck, are we really going to have this discussion again?
Yeah, we did, because I remember.
We all know I'm way more Mexican.
I was about to say, I was about to say, whatever Duno is, I'm less than that.
All right, let's go to Cooler Culo. Canelo just did this GQ cover.
Boom, boom. Picture, picture. Please, picture, picture, Jose.
Insert here.
One white, one on a horse. I think he did the horse photo that all the kids have on the horse and they took a photo.
He looked like fucking Kendall Jenner. Doing her 80%. What's it called? The A18. A18, sorry. No. That's the photo shoot. Does it not look like the same scenery?
Oh, my. Well, it's a horse and GQ.
No, I know. It's fucking... He went the culture vulture route.
Oh, shit.
He should have gone back where he's from.
I thought the horse one was the best photo.
Nah, it looks
made it white.
It looks Western. It looks like a Western.
It looks like John Wayne.
It looks like Country Road.
It looks like John Wayne.
For take me home.
And then the all white cowboy.
Yeah, with the very modern like jacket. Which is that jacket.
That
is
jacket
is fire.
I love that jacket.
But I don't like who. Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I don't know. I don't have any information, but think a Mexican shot that.
Let's find out who shot that shit. Yeah. I'm going to be mad.
It says David Suarez, Colombian photographer.
He's fucking.
I'm right.
He Columbified that shit.
He Columbified.
Shout out to Colombian.
Yeah, but look. It's, you know, know why? Because look, there's a shadow in his face. There's a shadow in his face under the cowboy. Uh-huh. It doesn't look right. Like that. No, I don't know.
Like, yeah, it seems like he's trying to go save his...
Like, it's just like, it doesn't look right. Even the way he has it, like... Ow. It's like, it shouldn't be that hard to get a Mexican on a horse, look like a Mexican on a horse. This looks like an Irishman on a horse. Yeah. Like,
and this fucking and horse not looks westernized.
Yeah.
This horse looks fucking not bearded.
Looks like Seabiscuit.
This fucking horse has his papers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That shit was
shot. That's a Budweiser horse. Worried about anything. Yeah.
Yeah, this horse hasn't been through fucking a couple shootouts.
Yeah. See, I don't like it.
Okay, you know what's crazy?
It looks like Kendall fucking Jenner.
No, like, let's go. I'm talking about the all-white photo, right?
Yeah.
First of all, like, when I looked at that, it looked like, damn, they just had him pose, like, he's like, what do I do? Low-key, almost like Vic in our photo shoots, like, he just has a few stances. Vic has his stances, right? Yeah, but for the most part, he's like, I'm going to just stay here. Maybe you can move the camera around and get me different angles. So, to me, it's just like, it looks very tense.
Yeah.
He doesn't look comfortable. So that's why I didn't like it.
Yeah, because Colombian, he's probably like, parce, parce, podemos ver tu cara. Yeah. But a Mexican would be like, hey, verga, apérate.
Yeah. And then a Mexican would have steamed the background. Like, it's too much wrinkles.
Apérate, verga.
The sabana in the
a Mexican
would
have showed the belt buckle. True. You see what I'm saying? It's the details.
Tucked in. It's not even tucked in, fool.
Yeah.
Well, he is a Mexican, but.
That shit's a mama huevo ass picture. I'm not a fan.
See, that one would have been a little better.
No, he looks like fucking Kendall Jenner, dog.
The horse photo.
You right? Art.
No, he looks like it's definitely like either he's selling Black Angus, the steakhouse, or like Marlboro. Like it's definitely like a commercial. Like,
and that's the problem. See, a lot of times, like these publications, they'll literally like they don't know the difference.
GQ,
right?
So
they'll
be like, this up.
They'll be like, oh, okay, we got Canelo. Oh yeah, we have what's this guy's name? Suarez. Yeah, put him on the It's like, come on, bro. You need a real authentic Mexican.
Should have got somebody. Okay, but you know why it's even worse? No, you're right. If we would at least have that excuse if it was GQ America. This is GQ Mexico. Yeah. So
yeah.
They fucking fumbled this shit.
Makes it worse.
Yeah. You mean to tell me that there's not like a photographer out in Guadalajara that will know like how to capture Canelo in a
call Maximo.
Maximo's mixed. But.
hey, call Jorge.
Fact.
Yes,
that's a fucking paisa right there.
He would have,
So the homie got
that's
an accent.
Right. Oh yeah,
he would have got
it. He would have nailed it 100%.
Yeah, fuck.
Ooh, next one. We gotta manifest that.
Okay,
so
okay. Let's be honest. Yeah. Let's say they go like GQ, fucking El Salvador hits you up.
Yeah,
you're not a fucking ass fucking. Josh to shoot it. Not no offense to Josh.
You can.
But like, you would get a photographer from El Salvador, you know?
Look at Josh.
Salvadoreña, you know what I mean? Like,
I'll play Sonora Dinamita.
Yeah, they didn't fumble. Yeah, that looks like fucking Kendall Jenner, dick.
What
yeah,
music were they playing?
He shot that shit in the Bakersfield Fields. It wasn't even shot in Guadalajara, probably.
Yeah.
Damn, that shit is crazy. Well, cooler culo.
Cool.
I'm going to say culo, but it's not Canelo's fault, in my opinion.
You don't think Canelo had any say in this?
I think he just fucking stood there like that. Like, and they're like, move around. He's like, okay. Yeah, he looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, telling Canelo what to do is crazy, too.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, man. Okay, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 81. Shout out to our girl Encrypt for coming through.
That's right.
Next time we see you is going to be a new set. It's probably going to be in Duno's office for a little while.
Fact. Yo,
yeah.
So you,
I don't know how I'm going to do it because I see the shit that happens in Duno's office. That's crazy. The shit you have, your office is like low-key a club.
It's very professional, though. Mm. Except after 8 p.m. Except Saturday after 3 a.m.
I feel like
so we're definitely
some,
not filming in the morning.
There's some energy there. Some very horny energy.
Super that's horny
gonna,
energy.
We're going to need to do like a horny exorcist maybe.
Yeah.
Definitely Lysol and Clorox.
Well, my mom cleans that office very, very often, so
oh,
relax.
Poor thing. We need to interview your mom next.
Okay, we need Sage.
Nah, she was mad the other day. I was like, it's not mine.
Oh. Thank you guys for locking us in. We'll see you next episode.
Also, comment your favorite time here.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this setup or something.
Also, subscribe to the channel.
Like, comment.
Like,
and don't be a fucking mama web or a sellout.
Okay, Valentine's Day is coming up. Check out our website to get your girl or get your man their merch, their brown bag, love bag. We're also going to come up with Valentine's Day stuff coming soon.
Brownbagpod.com.